1-9-11.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Sister Holmes.
Amen. Good morning. Truly, it's a blessing to be here in the house of the Lord one more time. Thank God for his goodness, his mercy extended unto us. Thank him for this past week, although, as Brother Maurice always says, you know, we don't take just one day to be thankful. We're thankful every day, but we know they celebrated Thanksgiving on Thursday, and thank God for family and gatherings, and while we're still away with their families, and we just thank God because God has blessed us to have families and blessed us to have bountiful blessings, and so we thank him for that, and just thank for those who are here. Trust that others are on their way, and the Webb family is still in Detroit, and so they ask our prayers be with them. Sister Webb and her family, and shared a beautiful picture of the family gathering, the grands and everybody, and just a beautiful time. And we thank the Lord that Sister Webb was able to get away, because we know that our dear sister's been having a lot on her plate. But we thank God she's been a warrior of the cross. She hadn't let down her Christian duties. And all the things that she's had to do, we thank God for her. What a blessing she's been to us saints. And we thank God for her. Trust that we're a blessing to her. Let us look to the Lord in prayer and just thank God for his goodness. And Brother Reggie's not going to be with us today. He's not feeling well. Yes, he let me know, and then he asked for me to us to remember a cousin of yours that is, I'm sick. Yes, a cousin that's sick. So let's remember them. We'll remember them much in prayer. So Lord is good. He said he had it like a head cold. So let's remember him much in prayer. Let us look to the Lord. Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, once again we call upon your precious and holy name. We just want to say thank you. Thank you for being so good to us. Thank you, Lord God, for the privilege of prayer. And thank you, Lord God, for hearing and answering our prayers. Because, Lord, you told us before we asked, dear Heavenly Father, you've already answered, and yet while we're speaking, you would hear our humble cry. And then you told us also in the Word of God that when we pray to believe, dear Heavenly Father. So this morning, we are believing, dear Father, what we're coming before your throne of grace for, dear Heavenly Father, that you will answer according to your riches in Christ Jesus. Father, we want to thank you for all the saints who are gathered in the house of the Lord this morning, right now. We thank you for them. Thank you for their presence. Thank you for their love for thee. Thank you for all that you have done for them, and ask that you would continue to look down upon each and every one with favor. Thank you for our older saints, Lord God, who have gathered, Lord God, once again in the house of the Lord. Thank you for Sister Carol, their Heavenly Father, and ask your continued blessings upon her and her family, Lord God. And you know our heart's desire, dear Lord, is to see them saved before it's a day and hour too late. And so we ask in the name of Jesus that you would grant, dear Heavenly Father, her wishes according to your will in Christ Jesus. We thank you for Sister Regina being here likewise, Lord God. And thank you, Lord God, that she was able to be with her family, Lord God, this past week, dear Father, and enjoyed being with her daughter, Lord God, who recently had surgery, Lord God. And we thank you for that and ask that you would bless, continue to be with Sister Regina, Lord God, even in her home, dear Father. We ask in the name of Jesus. Likewise, we thank you for Sister Holmes being online, not able to get out this morning, but we thank you for this dear sister. Ask that you would continue to bless her in every way she stands in need of, dear Heavenly Father. Be her guide and her direction and be the strength she so desperately stands in need of. Thank you for her family, Lord God, who cares for her, Lord God, and ask that you would continue to bless them likewise. Father God in heaven, we ask a special prayer and blessing upon our dear sister June Webb, Lord God, and her family, Lord God. Lord, she's still in Detroit, Lord God, but we just pray, Lord God, that you would bless and be with them as they were there and join family. We thank you, Lord God, that you granted traveling mercies, Lord God. Thank you that her husband, Alonzo, was able to travel there with them, Lord God, and ask that you would continue to bless. We know, Lord God, he has been through a rough year, dear Heavenly Father, but we know, Lord God, you've brought him through, and we thank you for that. We ask that you would continue to heal and touch him in his body, dear Heavenly Father, mind and soul, dear Heavenly Father. Remember them, Lord God, as they journey on their way back home, Lord God. We ask that you grant traveling mercies. Keep them safe over the highways, dear Heavenly Father. And Lord, let no accidents befall them. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Father God in heaven, we pray, Lord God, that you would remember, Lord God, Brother Reggie this morning, dear Father, not feeling well in body, but Lord God, you know all about it, dear Father. We ask that you would give him a touch, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, normally he would be here, Lord God, at his post, dear Lord, but he's not able, Lord God. And so we ask a special prayer and blessing be upon him. Likewise, remember his family member, Lord God, a cousin, I believe it is, that is sick, dear Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus that you would remember them too, Lord God, and bless and be with them, dear Father. Lord God, we just pray that you would remember Brother Reggie, dear Brother Levester, Lord God. We thank you for him being out this morning. Ask your blessings upon him, Lord God, as he's manning the door right now. Father, we just thank you for all the saints, dear Heavenly Father, who have come into the house and gathered in your name to worship thee, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for the saints in the media room, Lord God, and ask that you would bless them, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God, for those that are downstairs with the children that came in, dear Father, today, and ask that you would bless and be with them, dear Father. Remember all of our children, Lord God. Many of them weren't here, dear Father, this day. But, Lord, we just thank you, dear Heavenly Father. We understand that many families are still gathering and many families are still coming off of the Thanksgiving celebration, Lord God. But, Father, we've gathered in the house and we've come in your name to worship you, Lord God. And we thank you for that privilege and that opportunity that you have given unto us. We ask, O Lord, that you would remember the sick and shut in, dear Heavenly Father. Ask a special prayer be upon them, dear Heavenly Father. Visit those who are in the hospitals, Lord God. Visit those, Lord God, who are in rehabilitation centers, Lord God. Remember, dear Heavenly Father, our loved ones, dear Father, who are sick and shut in, dear Father. Ask that you would bless, that you would heal, that you would touch to your glory and to your honor. Father God, this morning we want to pray a special prayer and blessing upon the Mann family. As, Lord God, they mourn the loss of Brother Mann, dear Father. We thank you, Lord God, that you gave us the privilege, Lord God, of being able to worship with Brother Mann. We thank you, Lord God, for our dear brother, Lord God, and how, Lord God, he touched our souls in every way, Lord God. Our lives, dear Father, were touched by this dear man, dear Father. Lord God, how he loved the young people, Lord God. How he encouraged the young people, Lord God. And how he encouraged us, Lord God, and gave us his words of wisdom, Lord God. We thank you for Brother Mann, dear Father. Now, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus that you would comfort the family, Lord God, as no man can. Be with them, dear Heavenly Father, during this time of bereavement, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, help them to know that their loved one was ready to go, dear Heavenly Father, that he lived so that he could live again. Yes. We just ask in the name of Jesus a special blessing upon Sister Theola, Lord God. Ask that you would remember her, Lord, in a mighty way. Remember his sons and his daughter, dear Father, and all the grands and great-grands, Lord God, alike. We just thank you for this family and ask that you would be with them. Likewise, remember the church family, Lord God. We too, dear Heavenly Father, I'm mourning this loss because this brother worshiped with us, Lord God. He was here in the services each and every time, Lord God, that the doors could open until he was unable, dear Heavenly Father, to be here. And we thank you, Lord God, for that and ask that you would bless. Now, Father, be with them, Lord God, in a mighty way. And whatever we can do, Lord God, help us to do so, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, to help them through this time, dear Father, that they find themselves in. Father, we ask that you would remember likewise, Brother Robert and his family, Lord God. We know they're still grieving the loss of their loved one, dear Father, and ask that you would bless. Father, be with them, dear Heavenly Father. Comfort them, strengthen them, Lord God. Allow them to be able to come out to the house of the Lord, dear Father, and be in the house with the saints of God, dear Father, that they, Lord God, will be able to find brothers and sisters, Lord God, who could offer a word of comfort, dear Father, and compassion, Lord God, during this time. Father God in heaven, remember all those who are listening in on Radio Land, dear Father. We thank you, Lord God, for those who call in, dear Father, that we don't know who they are, dear Lord, but Father, they call in and they listen and hear the word of God. We just ask that you would bless them, Lord God, and give them the desires of their heart, dear Heavenly Father. Remember our dear sister Ferris Day there in Boston, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you would bless and be with her, dear Father. We know, Lord God, she's in need of a job, dear Father, and so we just ask that you would bless, dear Father, and make a way for her, dear Lord. Remember her family there likewise. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Father God in heaven, not forgetting Sister Sanders and Sister Teresa and Sister
Sister Amy, Lord God, and their family down in Florida, dear Father. I ask that you would bless and be with them too, Lord God. Watch over and protect them and keep them, dear Heavenly Father. We beg of thee in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for Sister Sanders. From time to time, we hear from her, Lord God, and she sends a beautiful card, Lord God, letting us know, Lord God, that she's in the Word and she's studying, Lord God, and she still, dear Heavenly Father, loves you, Lord God, and she's just an extension of this congregation, but she's there in Florida. And so we thank you for that. Father God in heaven, we ask that you remember all the lost, dear Father. We have many, dear Father, in our families that are unsaved, Lord God, and they need you, Lord God. And so we pray, dear Father, that you will help them to seek out the kingdom of God and all of your righteousness, dear Heavenly Father. Help them, Lord God, to know that you are able, Lord God, to save them, Lord God. Even the vilest sinner is able to be saved this morning, dear Father. So we pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would speak to the hearts of our children, Lord God, our grandchildren, our nieces, our nephews, our wives, our husbands, Lord God, that are do not know you, dear Heavenly Father. Help them, Lord God, to find their way to the house of God, dear Father, that they, Lord God, may be able to sit under the message and hear the word of God, dear Father, so that they will know how to live before they die. Father, we thank you for our superintendent, Brother Vireen, and ask your continued blessings upon him. Watch over him, dear Heavenly Father. Continue to be his guide and his direction and the strength he so desperately stands in need of, dear Father. We thank you, Lord God, for how you blessed him this morning, Lord God, even in the Sunday school review, dear Father. Amen. Thank you for our dear brother, Lord God, and be with him, dear Lord. We beg of thee in the name of Jesus. Remember his companion, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you would speak to her heart. Likewise, dear Father, his children, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, Father, we just want to thank you this morning for everything that you have done, dear Father. Thank you, Lord God, for your goodness and your mercy extended unto us, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for the saints of God, dear Heavenly Father, our brothers and sisters across the land that we don't even know about, dear Father, those that we have not come in contact with, or we may not know them on a name-by-name basis, but we thank you for our brothers and sisters in the Lord, dear Father. Remember those who are on the mission field, dear Father, that are there, Lord God, in third world countries, Lord God, spreading good news about Jesus Christ. We pray, Lord God, that you would bless and be with them, Lord God. Remember Brother Joseph, Lord God. We haven't seen him in a few Sundays, Lord God. Remember his family back in Haiti, Lord God, in a special way, Lord God, and ask that you would bless and be with them there, Lord God. We just pray, Lord God, that you would bless in a mighty way, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, remember the children, dear Heavenly Father, this morning, dear Lord. We were expecting them to be out, but Lord God, we know that they've been under the weather, dear Lord, so to speak, and so we just ask him that you would continue to touch and heal them in their body. Remember their parents, dear Father, in a mighty, mighty way. Father God in heaven, we just want to thank you, Lord God, even for the neighbors in the neighborhood around this church, dear Father. Ask your blessings upon them too, Lord God. Pray, Lord God, that you remember them, dear Father. We haven't seen them out, dear Heavenly Father. And we know many of them have said to us, Lord God, they would be out to come to service, Lord God. We haven't seen Mrs. Taylor, Lord God. We haven't seen Rob Horn, dear Father, his sister Rose, or Mr. Ray, and Lord God, Mr. Curtis, and others, Lord God. We pray for them, Lord God, and ask in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would help them, Lord God, to think about their soul and where they will spend eternity. Time, as we can see, is winding up. Days, Lord God, are getting shorter, dear Father. Oh, dear Father, we're seeing so much crime on every hand, dear Father. We're seeing souls going into eternity, Lord God, and they're not going in as individually, Lord God, but it looks like they're going in groups and clusters, Lord God, 4 and 5 and 6 people being shot and killed at one time. Oh, Father God in heaven, get a hold of man's heart, dear Father. Help them to know that you are God and beside you there is none other. We pray, Lord God, that you would speak to their hearts, dear Heavenly Father. Remember them in a mighty, mighty way, Lord God, this day. We beg of thee in the name of Jesus. Yes. Father, remember, Lord God, this family of God, dear Father. We thank you for it, dear Heavenly Father. A beautiful family who loves you, Lord God, and loves to be in the house of the Lord whenever our chances are and our opportunities present themselves for us to be here. We thank you for that. Thank you for what Brother Levester was saying, dear Father, how we love, dear Father, one another, dear Father, concerned to make sure one another, Lord God, will be able to make it. Our concern, Lord God, when we say, dear Father, we're looking for those to come in is not because we're trying to be nosy, Lord God, and impede in someone's life, dear Father, but our concern is because we know, Lord God, when brethren come together, we can help each other through these situations, Lord God. We can see, Lord God, when the enemy keeps us away from one another, Lord God, we grow spiritually, dear Father, starving, dear spiritually, Lord God, thin, dear Heavenly Father. Yeah. We are starving, dear Father, for the goodness of your word. word, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we meet on one or 2 days out of a week, dear, have 3 days out of a week, Lord God. But Lord God, we're in an enemy's territory all the rest of that time, dear Heavenly Father. Help us, Lord God, to recognize that time is winding up. You see it, you said in the word of God, you told us, Lord God, forsake not the assembling of ourselves together as a manner of such is, the more you see the day approaching. And we see the day is approaching, Lord God. We see that the return of Jesus is imminent, dear Heavenly Father. We see it is even at the door, as the word of God tells us. Help us, Lord God, to be about your business, Lord God. Help us in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Help those, Lord God, we haven't seen in a while, Lord God, in the house of God, to come out, dear Father. Come out to be with them amongst their brothers and sisters in the Lord, dear Father. Oh, Father God in heaven, we just want to thank you this morning for all that you've done for us. Thank you for our children that you've given us. Thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Even as sister said downstairs, even for the breath that we breathe each and every day, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Now, thank you for having thy own way in our lives, dear Father. Remember those who are still on their way. We don't see the Belton family as of yet. We don't see the Jenkins family, Lord God. And we know, Lord God, our dear sister India had to go to work, Lord God. And so we pray for our dear sister, Lord God. Lord, she's trying very hard, Lord God. She's putting forth, dear Father, the effort, dear Heavenly Father. But it seems like the enemy, Lord God, is trying at every turn, dear Father, to hold her down. But Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, when she says, I'm blessed, dear Father. We thank you, Lord God, for her testimony, yeah, Lord God, Lord, of your goodness to her, Lord God. Help her to keep her hand in your hand, dear Heavenly Father. Help her to know we love her and we're praying for her, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for her bringing little affinity to church today, yes, dear Father. Lord, ask that you would bless and be with her, dear Heavenly Father. Remember her daughter Innocence in a special way too. Yes. Now, Father, have thine own way in the services, Lord God. Remembering Sister Blake, we thank you for her being here. Thank you for what you've done for her. Thank you for how you have blessed her with her eyes, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, she said this morning downstairs she had a slight headache, Lord God, and so we're just praying, Lord God, that you would take away, dear Heavenly Father, that discomfort, Lord God, she's feeling, and that you would bless her in her body, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for all that she does, dear Heavenly Father, knowing that this is the end of the year and she'll be wrapping up things, Lord God. We have 2 years now, dear Father, of business, dear Father, we have to put together, and we just thank you, Lord God, that you have blessed us with this dear sister and ask that you would be with her, Lord God, as her mind, dear Heavenly Father, goes down, dear Father, to figure out the things and to make sure all the things are in order, dear Father. We thank you for that and ask that you would continue to be her guide and her direction. Remember Sister Lillian, we don't see her as a yet, or Mr. or Brother Allen, dear Father, and ask that you would bless and be with him, dear Father. But they're on their way, Lord God. Haste them along safely over the highways, Lord God. Keep them safe, Lord God. We beg of thee in the name of Jesus. Father God in heaven, we pray, Lord God, that you would remember, dear Lord, Sister Melissa, as she leads a devotional service. Bless her too, Lord God. Thank you for her this morning, dear Father. Downstairs in the Sunday school, we just thank you, Lord God, for each and every one of the saints of God this morning. Remembering Brother Maurice and Sister Laurencine down with the children, Lord God. Bless them and be with them, dear Father. Oh, Father God, remember Sister Chanel, Lord God. She's with child, Lord God, and we just pray, Lord God, that you would bless her and be with her, that she's able to bring the baby to full term, dear Father. We know you're able, dear Father. Oh, we don't doubt you, dear Father. We know, Lord God, you planted that seed, dear Father, within her, dear Heavenly Father. And so, Lord, we know you're able to bring it forth, dear Heavenly Father. Ask in the name of Jesus that you would bless and be with her and Brother Brandon in a special way. Remember little Lauren, we thank you for what you've done for her, how you brought her through her pneumonia, dear Father. Father, and ask that you would bless. Remember Brother DeAndre's mother in a special way, Lord God. We pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would bless her in her decision-making, dear Heavenly Father. Likewise, remember Brother DeAndre. He wasn't feeling well, Lord God, and the Lord, we don't know if he's going to be here or not this morning, but we're just praying, dear Father, that you would bless him in body, spirit, mind, and soul. Now have thine own way in the services, Lord God. We want you to do the preaching, the praying, the singing, dear Heavenly Father, and the exhortation. We give it into your hands, dear Heavenly Father, knowing that you're able to do all things but fail. Now have thine own way in the services. Bless us, dear Heavenly Father, that we will continue to be a blessing to others. In Jesus' name we pray and we thank you. Amen.
Can we turn in our hymnals to page 9? We'll be singing page 9 and page 7. 9 and page 7.
This is the day. Enter his courts with praise. Go into his gates.
asking about Brother Mann, and sister reached out to me and asked if we could sing some freedom songs. I couldn't think of one, just have the one, but the Lord gave me entry. This is the day. He entered in his gate, into his rest.
One more time.
One more time. Amen. 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 We'll have his prayer song. He loves sweet hour of prayer. Congregation, what a mighty God we serve. Let's talk about how mighty his God was that he served. The Lord's will, the choir will sing glorious freedom. He is free. He is free. Bless the Lord.
This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. That the Lord has made. I will rejoice. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made.
This is the day.
This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. That the Lord has made. I will rejoice. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad.
Amen.
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 Praise
amen.
Our God. Yes, amen.
Amen. We are glad this morning.
Yes.
Amen. The Lord has made us happy in him. Thank God for his goodness. Good to be in the house of God this morning. Meet again with the saints of God to know that God is here with us. Amen. Praise our God. We give him glory this morning.
Amen.
We just lift up. Not only our voices, but we lift up our hearts to him.
Amen.
Amen. We give giving honor to our pastor this
Amen.
Morning. We thank God for her. Thank God for all that he has done in her life and all that God is doing for us through her.
Amen.
We just give God glory this morning for all that he is. Amen. Thank God for the foregoing prayer. Amen. Truly touched my heart in so many ways. I thank God for people of God who can reach the throne in prayer. Our responsive reading this morning is found in Acts chapter 1. Reading verses 9 through 11. Thank God for his word. Man, the Lord teaches us of the Acts of the Apostles.
And we know that there would have been no Acts of the Apostles if not for the power of God working. Amen. The Spirit dwelling in mankind. God directing our path and directing their path before us. Acts chapter 1, verses 9 through 11. And we'll read it, since there are three verses, we will read them all in unison. Acts chapter 9, chapter 1, verse 9, together. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. Amen. May the Lord bless us in the reading of his word. Amen. Thank God for his word. This same Jesus. Amen. He's the same.
Amen.
He's the same then. He's the same now.
Amen.
Amen. This same Jesus shall come again. Amen. And so we live so that we might meet him in peace.
Amen.
Thank God for his word. At this time, we're going to ask if there are special requests for prayer. We know that God is concerned about every aspect of us. He knows our every step. We have this scripture that we read, and it was one of the memory verses during the study. And it talked about how he counts our steps. And this is not like a Fitbit, something like that. It's not just counting how many steps, but where we go, what we do, the very thoughts of our heart. And he knows even the very hairs on our head are numbered. So why would he not count our steps?
Amen.
Know that God is able to bless us and direct us even in every part of our lives. When we have distresses, when we have afflictions, when we have loved ones who are ill, we have loved ones who are not saved, we can take them to God.
Amen.
So we're going to ask if there are special requests for prayer at this time, even as we thank God for being in our midst today. But are there special requests for prayer, either by word of mouth or uplifted hand? Sister Carol.
Remember my brother, Thompson, and he's doing well. He's visiting from China, and he just got back from China.
Yes.
His wife, he had been, her and her son, they went to Las Vegas. And she said that somebody was coughing on the plane behind her, and she came back. Every time she goes somewhere, she comes back with it, and he gets it. Remember that.
Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord. We'll remember Sister Carol's brother much in prayer. Remember him in body and in his soul. And also his companion who came back from a trip, was not feeling well, but she's getting better. So we remember that whole family in prayer.
And I also heard from Deidre in California. They're doing well. Talking about her brother Francis. He's growing up now. Thankful to the Lord for that. And Sister Beth McKnight, talked with her and she sent her love to the saints.
Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord. Other requests.
Sister Blake, just want to thank the Lord for his goodness to us and ask the saints if you would remember a former coworker of mine. He has cancer. And I reached out yesterday to see how he's doing. He said he's not doing well. So just remember him much. He's on the bulletin. His name is Larry Blake. Remember him much.
Amen.
I know when I talked to him about salvation, he told me he rededicated his life to the Lord, which I'm not understanding what rededicating his life to the Lord means. But
right.
Trust in the Lord that he understands what salvation is.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Sister Melita. Amen. Amen. So remember Sister Ruth in prayer. She was been through her surgery, and Melita says they believe on Tuesday they'll be able to move her to rehabilitation center for a few weeks. So continue to remember Sister Ruth in prayer, and also her son and her grandson, her family as well.
Also, Sister Blake, remember the Thompson family. Brother Bill Thompson's brother passed.
Ah.
So, yeah, I'm not for sure exactly what day his funeral is, but sometime this week.
Sometime this week. And Brother Bill Thompson's brother passed. So,
Eddie
Thompson. Remember that family much in prayer. Brother, I'm sorry, Sister Smith. Amen. Remember our unsaved loved ones. Brother Jackson.
I just found out yesterday, my sister Nancy, she called me from Clarence Wolf. It's been just a few days. I
Amen. That's so true, Brother Jackson.
Yes. Amen.
Yes. Brother Jackson, so remember a cousin of his in Clarence Wolf, who needs prayer. So remember him. Remember that family. And also remember Brother Jackson's children who are listening in for service today. We thank God for that. We thank God that they are listening in. And as Brother Jackson says, the Lord can set us free, but we have to make that first step. We have to have a desire to be set free. Amen. And so remember, again, all the loss. And remember Brother Jackson's loved ones, his children and his grandchildren, much in prayer. Amen. You know, all of our unsaved loved ones, we dearly want to see them saved. Amen. These times, the word of God is being fulfilled. These are perilous times, even as prayer was rendered this morning about how dangerous it is, and people are shooting people, as sister said, in bunches, in clusters, not just one at a time going into eternity, but in bunches. And souls are being lost. So we pray for unsaved, for all of the unsaved. Pray that they'll be stirred to move away from sin, move to serve God.
Just like, remember Sister June Webb, she said they're still in Detroit. They have to travel back in. To remember her and her family, special prayer for her husband, and to remember we'll see Sister Lillian and Brother Alan. Remember them.
Amen.
Those that we normally see.
Yes. Amen.
So we continue to remember Miss Betty. Michelle sent me a note. She's still, I believe they still have the tube down her inner mouth because she still has the infection in her stomach. But remember her. She said she is trying to speak a little bit. So I told her I was planning to come up to see her. So just remember Miss Betty, most of all in spirit.
Amen. Remember Miss Betty.
Sister Avery, I keep coming to get her online.
Amen. Remember Sister Avery also. Amen. Remember Sister Holmes, likewise. You know, she is online. We thank God for her. Just continue to remember her much in prayer. Brother Byron.
Truly thank the Lord to be here today, saints, and thank the Lord for his blessings for my family. Continue to keep them in your prayers. And my wife made a request this morning for Danielle, a friend of hers that is, I guess she's in the hospital and she's dealing with some issues where she can't. There's some infection in her body, but she can't. Her brain is not very good. So she's responding to the medication my wife told me this morning, but she's not better mind. What they're saying, her mind not doing.
Yeah.
So she can't speak, but she doesn't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Danielle is Madeline's best girlfriend. He just got married this year. Madeline came up for her, her mom.
Yes.
And Audrey, which is Danielle's mother. Audrey's the one that got married this year. And right after she got married, her husband's father, 2 weeks later, had a heart attack.
My.
Now her mom's in the hospital.
Yes.
So just remember Danielle. I don't know the last name, but I know Danielle. I've known Danielle for a while myself.
Yes. We'll remember that, her and that entire family. Our general request. And we all need the Lord. Amen. After the hymn of meditation, we'll look to the Lord in prayer.
Amen. Shall we turn in our evening light to page 312? 312 in the evening light. Sweet hour of prayer.
Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, let go me from a world of care, and give me as my Father's throne. My soul has all
sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, thy wings shall my petition bear to
assurance, dear God, Lord, that we have in thee. The blessed assurance, Lord, that we can say Jesus is mine. Oh,
yes.
What a foretaste of glory, yes. Divine. Praise our God. Lord, we thank you, dear God, Lord, for your precious promises to your people.
Amen.
We thank you, dear God, Lord, that we can live this life, dear Father, in thee, Lord. So that, Lord, we can just fall asleep in thee, dear God.
Yes.
Knowing, dear God, Lord, that we fought a good fight.
Mm-hmm.
We finished our course.
Yes.
We kept the faith. Lord, our dear brother, man, Lord, know
Amen.
That henceforth there was laid up for him a crown of righteousness,
praise
dear God. And, Lord, Father, if we follow on, dear God, faithful in thee, dear God, Lord, we have that same assurance, dear God.
Yes.
Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless us, dear Father. Remember, Lord, our family, dear God.
Yes.
Remember the man family, dear God.
Yes.
Father, we pray, Lord, that you would speak to their hearts, dear God. Help them, Lord, to realize what a privilege it was, dear God. Lord, what a privilege they had to have a man of God as their father, their grandfather, their uncle, dear God, all the many relationships that our dear brother was. And he was our dear brother, Lord, and we thank you, dear God, Lord, for how he walked before you, dear God. Lord, how he led a life, dear God, of of righteousness and holiness, dear God, before you. Lord, how he was industrious, dear God. Lord, and would always be found doing, Lord, that, Lord, which you had called for him to do, dear God. Lord, sometimes it was in the face of criticism from those, dear God, who should not have been criticizing. But, Lord, he still went on steadfast for thee, dear God. So many times, Lord, he never said a mumbling word, dear Father. But, Lord, he just labored on for thee, Lord, knowing, dear God, that you had the prize to give to him, dear Father. And we thank you, dear God, for our dear brother, Lord, and for the example, Lord, that he was before us. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, dear Father, Lord, to stand, dear God, to walk worthy, dear God, even before you, dear Father. Lord, even to follow the example, Lord, of the saints, dear God, the steadfast saints, dear God, who labor, dear God, in the heat of the day. Lord, those who have gone on before us, dear God, help us, Lord, to be steadfast, dear God. Lord, and to not waver, dear God. Lord, that we all, dear Father, might come together, dear Father, at that last day. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would remember each request today, dear Father. Lord, you know about each one, dear Father. And we know, dear God, that you're able, Lord, to bless and undertake for each and every one. Remember, Lord, our unsaved loved ones, dear Father. Lord, as we earnestly are praying for them, dear God. Lord, we're concerned about them, dear Father. And Lord, we know, dear God, that you are mighty to save because, Lord, you saved us, dear Father. And Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would speak to their hearts, dear God, in the name of Jesus, dear Father. Lord, you've already had mercy on them, dear God, and that they're still in the land of the living, dear God. And so, Lord, there is hope, dear Father. And so, Father, we pray, dear God, that you would speak to their hearts, dear God, even those, dear Father, who we have spoken to about their souls, dear God, those that we have told, dear God, how loving you are, and, Lord, how you want to save the souls, dear Father. Lord, how we don't want them to be lost, Lord, how it's not your will that any be lost, Lord, but that they come to repentance. So, Father, we pray, dear God, Lord, that the words that we have spoken, Lord, life that we have lived before them, dear God, Lord, might be a witness to them, dear God, to know, Lord, that salvation is real and they may have it if they will but ask. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would remember Sister Carol's request, dear Father, for her brother. Lord, we know, dear God, she's spoken to him on many occasions, dear God, about his soul, dear Father, about his life, dear God. Father, and he knows, dear God. He knows what he should do, dear Father. Amen. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help him, Lord, to just surrender to thee, dear God. Lord, your arms are open wide, dear God, just waiting for him to come, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that he will come speedily, dear Father, Lord, as we ask in the name of Jesus. And Father, we ask, dear Father, that you would touch his body, dear God. Lord, he's suffering in his body, dear God. And Father, you know what it is, dear Father. But Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help him, dear God, Lord, to listen, dear Father, to the counsel of Sister Carol, dear Father. Lord, because she loves him, she cares for him, Lord, she's concerned about him, dear God, body and soul. And so, Father, we're praying, dear God, that he would, Lord, forsake you first, dear God, and Lord, seek first, Lord, your kingdom, and Lord, and then his health, dear God, and all these other things, Lord, will be added unto him, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you remember his companion, dear God. Father, she was also ailing in body, Lord, after coming back from her trip. Lord, you gave traveling mercies, dear God, for her to even arrive back home safely, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would speak to her heart, dear God. Help her to know, dear God, that, Lord, you want, Lord, your people to serve you, dear God, with all of their might, dear Father. Lord, it's one thing to claim salvation, dear Father, but it's quite another, dear God, to possess it. And so, Father, we're praying, dear God, that you would speak to her heart, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Remember their children, dear Father. Speak to their hearts, dear God, this we ask of thee in the name of Jesus. Lord, remember Brother Byrene's request, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would be with him, dear Father. We thank you, Lord, for him. We thank you, Lord, for all of your word, dear God, that you bring to him, Lord, that he shares with us, dear Father. Amen. And we pray, dear God, you would continue, Lord, to use him, dear God, to your glory and to your honor, dear God. And we know, Lord, he's going to give you the praise, dear God. Father, we pray, Lord. Lord, that you would just remember his family in a special way, dear Father. Remember his children, dear God. Lord, this we beg of thee, dear God. Though we've known them since they've been little children, dear Father. Lord, we're still praying for their souls, dear God. And so, Father, we pray, Lord, that you would speak to their hearts, dear God. Remember his companion, dear God. Lord, we love her also, dear God. Father, we've been praying for her soul, dear Father. Lord, not only on Sundays, Lord, on Tuesdays, dear God. Lord, whatever day of the week, dear Father, we're down in prayer, Lord, your spirit brings her back to our mind, dear Father, when we're praying, Lord, for those, dear God, that we love. Father, we pray, dear God, that you would speak to her heart, dear God.
Amen.
Help her, Lord, to reach out to thee, dear Father.
Yeah.
Lord, we believe, dear God, that she knows salvation is real. She's seen her companion live before her, dear God,
Amen.
For many, many years, dear Father. And, Lord, she gives him when she wants someone, a friend or a relative, Lord, to be prayed for. She makes that request known to Brother Byron, knowing that he will bring it to the saints and that the saints will pray. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would speak to her heart, dear God, that she might know, dear God, that, Lord, Father, it's just, dear God, if she would just come and surrender to thee, dear God, she'll be able, Lord, to cry out to thee, dear God, even on her own behalf, dear God, and to pray interceding on behalf of others, dear God. Father, remember that request, dear God, for Danielle, her friend Danielle, dear God. Lord, you know all about it, dear Father. There's so many things that happen so many times, dear God, in the body. But, Lord, your word says we are fearfully and wonderfully made.
Amen.
And because that's the way we're made, dear Lord, you know, dear God, all about us, dear Father. Lord, the things, dear God, that happen in our bodies that are a puzzlement to mankind, dear God, has been with all the research and all the things that man has studied, dear God, still there are things, dear God, that happen in the body that man cannot just cannot understand. But, Lord, you understand what it is. And so, Father, we're asking, Lord, for you to have mercy, dear God, upon Danielle. Help her, dear Father. Lord, we pray and ask it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Dear Father, Lord, she's not able to speak, dear God. They're not even sure, Lord, if she understands what's happening around her. But, Lord, you know. And so, Father, we're asking, dear God, Lord, that you would bless in that situation. Remember that entire family, dear God. Lord, where there's been death in the family, Lord, there's been illness, dear God. You know all about it, dear Father. And so, Lord, we're asking, dear God, for your compassion, dear God, to go out to that family. This we beg of thee in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you remember Sister Webb, dear God. We thank you, Lord, for her, dear Father, even as Sister Jenkins said, Lord, we're thankful, dear God, that she was able to travel to see her family, dear God, over the holiday. And thankful, Lord, that her companion, Lord, was able to travel, dear God. And Father, we pray, Lord, that you would continue to speak to his heart, dear God. And Father, that he will come out to the house of God. We know, Lord, that's the desire of Sister Webb's heart, dear God. So, Father, we pray, Lord, that you'd remember her entire family, dear God. And strengthen her in Christ Jesus, dear Father. Father, knowing Sister Webb, dear God, we're sure, dear Father, that she shared some word about you, dear God, and about your goodness when she went to see her family in Detroit, dear God. And so, Father, we pray, dear God, that, Lord, whatever she told them, dear Father, Lord, that they would take it to heart, dear God, and consider their own souls, dear God, if they don't know you in the pardon of their sins. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would remember Brother Jackson, dear Father. We thank you, Lord, for him. Pray, dear God, that you would be with Brother Levester, dear God. Lord, remember his children, dear God, and his grandchildren, dear Father. Lord, that he's laboring, dear Father, Lord, to get them, dear Father, to consider their souls, dear God, to think about the salvation of their souls, dear God. This we ask in the name of Jesus. Lord, we're thankful, dear Father, that they're listening to Sunday morning service, dear God. And we pray, dear God, that, Lord, your Spirit would give them the understanding, dear God, that they need, dear Father. Lord, that their faith, Lord, might reach up to thee, dear God. Lord, this we ask of thee. Lord, you continue to use Brother Levester, dear Father, according to your divine will, dear God. Father, help him, dear Father. Lord, just continue, dear God, to trust in you, dear Father, knowing, Lord, that you're able, dear God, to give him his heart's desire. Lord, this we ask in the name of Jesus. And Lord, remember his cousin, dear Father. Lord, remember that, I believe his name is Clarence Wolf, dear God. Father, who's in need of prayer, dear God. Remember him. Remember his entire family, dear God. Lord, this we beg of thee, dear Father. Whatever the need is, Lord, we know that you're able. Lord, to meet that need. This is what we ask it in the name of Jesus. Remember Brother Reggie, likewise, dear God. Remember his companion, dear God. Brother Vester requested a prayer for Brother Vester's companion, or Brother Reggie's companion, Nancy, dear Father. And so, Lord, we're praying for her, dear God. We're praying, Lord, for Nancy, that you would touch her body, touch her in her soul, dear God. Touch her heart, dear Father. Lord, this we ask of thee in the name of Jesus. Lord, Father, we love her, dear Father. And Lord, it's our desire, Lord, that she would come, dear Father, even with Brother Reggie, dear Father. Lord, to hear your word, your eternal word. And so, Father, we pray, Lord, that you would bless her, Lord. Keep her in your care. Touch Brother Reggie in his body, dear Father. Pray, Lord, that you would bless him, Lord. Heal him, dear Father, according to your will, dear God. Give him relief from that cold. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would remember Sister Holmes, dear Father. Lord, we thank you, Lord, this day for her. Pray, dear God, you would continue, Lord, to pour out your blessings upon her, dear Father. Lord, even, Lord, as she looks for her strength from thee from day to day to day. Lord, we know, dear God, that she knows, Lord, that she's in your hands and she's in your care, dear God. And so, Lord, she doesn't lean upon her own strength, dear God, but only on your strength, dear God. Amen. Lord, she doesn't lean to her own understanding, Lord, but only on the understanding, Lord, that you give her. And so, Father, we pray, dear God, that you would bless and keep her encouraged, dear God, as we ask in the name of Jesus. Lord, remember Sister Elizabeth Avery, dear Father. Lord, unable to get her on the phone, dear Father. Lord, you know all about her, Lord, how she's been suffering in body, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would give her a touch, dear Father. Lord, we don't know, dear God, why we can't get her, Lord, but you know, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would be with her, dear God. Bless and encourage her heart, dear Father. Help her, Lord, to step out in faith, dear God. Help her, dear God. Sometimes, Lord, we have to press our way, dear God, to be in the house of God. Help her to know, dear Father, Lord, that, Lord, if we take one step, Lord, you'll take two. And so, Father, we pray, dear God, that you would speak to her heart, dear Father. Lord, we dearly would love to see her face to face, dear God. And so, Father, we pray, Lord, that you would be with her and encourage your heart, dear God. Lord, this we ask in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just pray, Lord, that you would continue to have your way, dear God. Lord, remember Sister Lillian, dear God, and Lord, and Brother James, dear Father. Lord, we don't see them here this morning, dear God. And Father, we spoke, Lord, with them on this past week, dear God. And Lord, we were looking for them to be here today, dear God. But Lord, you know all about it. And so, Father, we pray, Lord, that you would speak to their hearts. Lord, remember Brother James, especially, dear Father. Lord, that he would, Lord, know, dear God, that he must stay close to thee, dear Father, and not give the enemy any opening, dear God, because the enemy will try to step in, Father, and try to pull him down. Father, we pray, Lord, that you would speak to his heart, Lord, strengthen him, dear God. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, and touch Sister Lillian in her body, dear God, and give her the strength, Lord, that she stands in need of, Lord. This we beg of thee in the name of Jesus. Lord, remember Brother DeAndre, dear Father. We pray, Lord, that you would give him a touch in his body, dear Father. Pray, Lord, that you would bless and strengthen him, dear God, according to your divine will, dear God. Help him, dear Father, to know, Lord, that we're continuing to pray for him, dear God. Remember Sister Maria by his side, dear Father. Lord, we thank you, dear God, that we saw Sister Maria come in, dear Father. We thank you, Lord, for giving traveling mercies, dear God. Remember their children in a very special way, dear God. Lord, remember Pastor Jenkins, dear Father. Lord, we thank you for her, dear God. And pray, Lord, your continued blessings upon her, dear God. Yes. Help her to know, dear God, that we're continuing to hold her up in prayer, dear God. Lord, we know, dear God, that you're with her, dear Father. Lord, we know, dear God, Lord, that she's been prepared. She's preparing for the message, Lord, that you've given her, Lord, to give to us today, dear God. Lord, she's preparing, dear God, for the eulogy for Brother Mann, dear Father. Lord, we know, dear God, that, Lord, she's depending upon you, dear Father. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would just be her guide and her stay, dear God. Be her strength. Be her rock, dear Father. Lord, this we ask in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you just continue to have your way, dear Father. Lord, those that we've forgotten to pray about, Lord, you know all about it, dear Father. Not forgetting Miss Betty, dear Father. Pray, Lord, that you would be with her. Lord, we're thankful, dear God, that she's trying to talk, dear Father. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for that, dear Father. Because, Lord, if she can talk, dear Father, perhaps she can cry out to thee, dear God. Lord, and say, Lord, save my soul. Father, we've been praying, dear God, that she would be able, dear God. Lord, she would give her, Lord, another opportunity, dear God, Lord, to seek you, Lord, while you may be found. So, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would speak to her heart, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, remember, dear God, Sister Melita's request, dear God, for Sister Ruth, dear Father. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for what you have done. You brought her through the surgery, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would continue, dear Father, to touch her, strengthen her, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we're thankful, dear God, that she wants to hear the messages on Sunday, dear Father. We thank you, dear God, for that. And we pray, Lord, that you would help her to know, Lord, that we are continuing to lift her up in prayer, dear God, knowing, Lord, that there is none greater that we can call, cry out to on her behalf. We pray, Lord, your continued touch and your mercy, dear Father, be upon her, dear God. Lord, remember the Thompson family, who's also in bereavement, dear God, Brother Bill Thompson's brother, Eddie Thompson, dear Father, who passed away. And so, Lord, we're praying, dear God, that you'd remember that family, dear God, and strengthen and comfort them, dear God. This we beg of thee in the name of Jesus. And again, Lord, give consolation, dear Father, to the Mann family, dear God. Lord, this we beg of thee. Just continue to have your way, dear God, and make us a blessing, Father. For truly, Lord, we're looking to you, Lord, from whom all blessings flow. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
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 Praise our God.
I'm before you to lift the morning offering.
Amen.
This is the fourth Sunday of the month.
Praise God.
The special offering for today is for missionaries. And as we file by, we may place the offering for missionaries in the center plate, and our tithes and other offerings may be placed on either side. We'll look to the Lord in prayer.
Praise God.
Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for all that you have done for us. And Lord, Lord, you know, Lord, that we thank you every day of our lives. Lord, we don't have to have a day ordained by the government to say thank you. We don't have to have a day ordained by the government to think of you. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, because, Lord, you saved our soul, dear God. And, Lord, that was just the beginning, Lord, of our blessings. And so, Lord, we give you glory this day. We pray, dear God, that you would bless, dear Father, even, Lord, as we bring our tithes and offerings into the storehouse. For truly, Lord, it is our privilege, dear God, to obey your word, dear God, in bringing in our tithes and offerings. And, Lord, it just increases our faith when we see, Lord, how you multiply them, dear Father. And, Lord, how they're used, dear God. And, Lord, how we always give you the glory. And so, Father, we pray, dear God, that you would receive these tithes and offerings and that you would use them as you direct. We pray, Lord, that you would help us, Lord, to always hear from heaven, dear God, before we do anything, dear Father. Lord, with these tithes and offerings, dear God, which are yours, we pray, dear Father, that you would use them to your glory, use them to your honor, that souls, dear Lord, might be brought, led by your Spirit into the kingdom of God. Bless each gift and giver. As we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Our Father's wonderful works we see in the earth, the sea, and sky. He rules o'er all in majesty from his royal throne on high. What a mighty God we serve! What a mighty God we serve! Reigning now above, on his throne of love, what a mighty God we serve. The raging winds and waves are calm, when he says to them, be still. The heavens raise him in a song, and the angels do his will. What a mighty God we serve, what a mighty God we serve, reigning over.
He maketh the world by his command, weighs the mountains great and high, creates the waters in his hand, spans aloft the starless sky. What a mighty God we serve! What a mighty God we serve! Reigning all above on his throne of love, what a mighty God we serve! Our God to save from sin's control gave a son of sacrifice. His grace abounding in the soul makes the earth a paradise. What a mighty God we serve! What a mighty God we serve! Reigning now above on his throne of love, what a mighty God we serve! What a mighty God! What a mighty God we serve, reigning now above on his throne above. What a mighty God we serve.
Praise God. What a mighty God we serve, glorious freedom. Glorious freedom.
Freedom
They talk about free. United States is free, and they talk about freedom. They talk about, they called Abraham Lincoln the great emancipator. No. Amen. Jesus
is the great emancipator.
Is the great emancipator. Amen. Praise our God.
He broke the
chain. Amen. Amen.
That all my joy.
Amen. Praise our God. Amen. Thank God.
Praise God.
Hey, glorious freedom.
Yes.
Thank
those
you.
Chains.
Yes,
Amen.
He did. Amen.
Amen. Thank the Lord.
Thank God. Amen.
Praise God.
That's the song. That's a song that the angels won't be able to sing.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God. Shall we stand? Thank God. Amen. There was a scripture that says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
Amen.
Amen.
We
have we ought to have a testimony on our lips of how of the glorious freedom.
Amen.
Glorious freedom that the Lord brought to us. Amen. Praise
Praise
our
God.
Amen. Praise our God.
Amen.
We look to the Lord in prayer. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. You know, when I think of the song that was just sung, Glorious Freedom, and even the prayer song,
Amen.
Says this robe of flesh I'll drop and rise. Even to seize the everlasting prize. So we don't need this flesh to seize the prize that the
Praise
Lord has for us. Amen.
Amen.
To be free.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise our God. Amen. We also say, I'll be free from every care.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
In the presence of my Savior, where it is always bright and fair, I'll be free from every care. But in order to be free, once this robe of flesh is dropped, we have to be free here.
Amen.
We've got to be free now. Amen.
Praise
Thank
our
you,
God.
Lord.
Praise
Amen.
Our God.
Thank you.
This world.
Amen.
Thank God.
Thank God. Been born again. Hallelujah. I'm saved. saved by wonderful grace. I'm so glad that I found out he would bring me out and show me the way. And how did I find out? Through the word. Through the word of God. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen. So we're going to look to the Lord, ask his anointing on our pastor as she brings the word of God. And she's not preaching anything different than any of the other true ministers of God who came before her.
My.
It's the same word. It's the same truth.
Amen.
It will bring about the same salvation.
Amen.
If we will believe.
Amen.
Thank
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
Dear God, our Heavenly Father. Lord, we thank you, dear God, Lord, for what our hearts have already felt. Lord, for what your spirit has already manifested, dear God. Lord, that we can say amen, dear God, to your spirit.
Amen.
We can say amen to your word.
Amen.
Father, Lord, we sit in expectation, dear Father. Lord, we are excited this morning to hear, Lord, what the spirit is going to say to the church, dear
amen.
God. And so, Father, we pray, Lord, that you would anoint our pastor, dear God, with strength from on high, dear God, to proclaim your word, Lord, and anoint our hearts, dear Father, Lord, to receive your word. Lord, we are happy this morning, dear God, Lord, for all that you have done. And Lord, we know, dear God, Lord, that what you're going to give us, Lord, of your word, Lord, is going to be good for our souls. And so, Lord, help us, Lord, to receive it, Lord, with thanksgiving in our hearts, dear Father, knowing, Lord, that you sent it, dear God, for our good. Have your way, dear God, in our hearts and lives, Lord, even, Lord, as we feast upon your word. And, Lord, if there are any, dear God, who are listening in, dear Father, who don't know you in the pardon of their sins, oh, Lord, we pray, Lord, that your spirit would speak, Lord, through your word to their hearts, dear God. Lord, that they would believe, dear God, and surrender their heart to thee. Have your way, Lord, as we ask in the name of your dear son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Pastor Renee Jenkins.
Praise our God. Amen.
Thank you.
Praise God.
Good afternoon. Giving glory and honor to God. Truly we thank Lord for the devotional service. Thank Lord for the exhortation he gave to Sister Blake. Oh, as she said, let the redeemed say so. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
You say we're redeemed, let us tell someone we're redeemed. Let it show on our face. I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Amen. Oh, praise our God. It's something to be able to say you're redeemed in a world that is full of devilment.
Yeah.
Something to be able to say I'm redeemed. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Because being redeemed means something. It means that when it comes our time to leave this old world, won't be no guessing game. You don't have to worry about someone saying, I wonder if she was really saved or not. Because they'll know
Amen.
By the life that we have lived for Almighty God. Amen. Praise our God.
Thank
God for you, Sister Blake. Thank God for this congregation. And I thank God for your prayers for me. And I would like to say, I do want to make a correction from last Lord's Day. Sister Melita brought it to my attention. I was in the message when I was saying about getting hand-me-downs, and I share with you about hand-me-downs. She shared with me to let me know, well, her and Sister Millicent didn't have hand-me-downs because they were twins. So let me make a correction, because I did say if my sisters, correct me, so I want to make sure I correct that. But I do remember the hand-me-downs that I wore, amen? And I thank God, thank God, thank God. In our hearing this morning, we reread Acts, the first chapter, 9 through 11. I trust you have your Bibles with you today. You can read along and the Word of God and a writing instrument in case we get to going a little fast. We thank God for the saints who have gathered in the house of the Lord today, those who are gathered on the phone, on the internet, and who are listening in, and our brothers and sisters who are still away with family and haven't come home as of yet. But we thank God for that. Thank God they were able to go and to be able to joy our families this past week. As Brother Maurice reminds us that, on Tuesday, that it's not just one day out of the year. It's the day that was been set aside. But all our thanksgiving is for God every day. Every day that we wake up, our thanksgiving is to Almighty God. So we thank God for that and ask that God will continue to bless our families and be with them throughout the duration of this year. And if he allows us to see next year, Lord God, let us continue to just thank the Lord, thank him for his goodness to us, because truly our God has been good. Even in the midst of our dear brother going home to be with the Lord, we still can be thankful, as Sister was saying, because our brother, he labored with us. We knew his life, and we knew that the Lord allowed him to see 94 years upon this earth, and our brother lived all the way up until it was time for him to go home. He wasn't squirming around and saying, well, I don't know that whether I'm saved or not, because when Sister Mellison and I went there to visit, he wasn't laying there in the bed and saying, I'm tussling with the enemy, or I don't know whether I'm right or not. No, he was rejoicing in the God of his salvation. He was rejoicing so that he encouraged my heart to run on for the Lord. When he looked up and he said to me, you know, I can even in my affliction, I can rejoice in the Lord. And I thank God for it, because thanks to God, that's what we're working for. We're working so that we can live again when we die from this old world. But brother has gone on, and he is resting from his labors because he had loved the Lord. He served the Lord. He did all the work for the Lord. He wasn't just working, trying to get his way in, but he was living to make sure that he could live again with the one who died for him. So let us be thankful for brother. We can mourn and we can think about, and tears will come to our eyes in the days ahead, even in his family. But we thank God that our brother made it in.
Amen.
And he knew he was going to make it in. And we thank God for it. Let us make sure we make it in. Amen. Amen. As we said in our hearing, we read Acts, the first chapter, 9 through 11. We would like to look at verse 11 to get the subject that the Lord has laid on my heart to share with you today. Lord bless. Verse 11 said, which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven. As the Lord grants me liberty this afternoon, I would like to share some thoughts with you on the subject, I will come again.
Amen.
Jesus said, I will come again. You see, before Christ left this earth, he made this promise in John 14, verse 3. He said, I will come again. He told his disciples, beginning in that scripture text, he said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God? He said, believe also in me. And you think about these words, saints of God. You know, this same message is to you and I today. When Jesus is saying, let not your heart be troubled. You see, we're living in some troubled times. And there's some things that are going on that might want to trouble us. But Jesus is saying, let not your heart be troubled. He said, you believe in God. He said, believe also in me. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. Oh, he said, I go to prepare a place for you. I know we know it well, saints. He said, and if I go and prepare a place for you, he said, I will come again, praise our God, and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Praise our God. You see, in our scripture reading, in Acts, we were given this spiritual promise from Almighty God. He said there in verse 7 of our scripture that we read this morning in Acts, the first chapter. He said in verse 7, he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father has put in his own power. He said, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem, in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. You think about it, saints of God, back then he was saying to them that they were going to receive spiritual power. They were going to be spiritually equipped
to go out and to witness in the name of Jesus of the things of Jesus Christ. And that same power is given to you and I today. That same power that Jesus spoke about has been given to you and I to go out into this old world in which we live and tell them about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He went on to say, and when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up in a cloud, received him out of their sight, and while they looked steadfastly toward heaven, you see, they were looking up as he went up. Behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, ye men of Galilee, look at what they said to him. Oh, saints of God, this is encouraging to you and I. This ought to be this afternoon encouraging to us. He said, you men of Galilee, why stand you gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, do we believe the word, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. Mm-hmm. Praise our God. We are told our Savior is coming back. Oh, and he's not coming back to set up a kingdom if some is going around preaching, but he's coming back to receive the bride of Christ. But we are living in a time right now where mankind has mocked and mankind has taught that these things are not true. Turn with me to 2 Peter, the 3rd chapter. Those were back in the day, they mocked his coming. Peter, in this passage of scripture, he reminds us that the critics are willingly ignorant. In other words, they refuse to accept truth. Are we seeing that today, saints of God?
Yes.
You see, there were many doubters back then for the truth of God's word. And there are still many doubters today in the time in which we are living right now. But this is one thing that all of us that are saved and unsaved can count on. And that is that Jesus Christ is coming back. We're told there in 2 Peter 3, verse 1, these words. He said, this second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, and both which I stir up. Oh, he wanted to stir up their pure minds by the way of remembrance. You know, saints of God, oftentimes we got to be stirred up about the things of God and our way of our pure minds to make sure we don't forget the things of God. When Paul Peter was talking here, he was letting them know, I'm stirring you up in your mind, that by way of remembrance. You see, if we don't remember things, some things can get dormant. We can get to the point where we can get lackadaisical in the things of God. We can get to the point where we don't remember the things that God has said in his word and find ourselves in a situation that's outside of the will of God. But Peter said, I stir up your pure mind by way of remembrance, that ye may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets. Oh, that's why the word of God is for us, saints of God, to read the entire word. The word of God is inspired by Almighty God from Genesis to Revelation. Oh, we hear people say, well, you know, the Old Testament was done away, but that's not what my Bible says. My Bible tells me Jesus said he came to fulfill, not to destroy. He said that the Old Testament was our schoolmaster. It brought us to the New Testament. We are told in many scriptures in the word of God concerning how this word is an inspiration from Almighty God. We are told, you know it well, saints of God, in 2 Timothy. Oh, you can turn there for a moment and look at what the word of God says there. He said all scripture in 2 Timothy 3, verse 16. It says all scripture is given by the inspiration of God, and it's profitable for what? For doctrine. Oh, doctrine means teaching, saints of God, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. See, Peter back in 2 Peter wanted to bring to their remembrance the things which the prophets had taught to them that were taught in the word of God. We need that same thing today, saints of God, so that we'll know how to live for the Lord before we die. He went on to say, and of the commandment, I'm back over in 2 Peter. He said, of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior. He said, knowing this first, that there shall come, oh, are we there yet, saints?
Yes.
He said, there shall come in the last days scoffers. There are those right now who are ridiculing the things of God. Mm-hmm. There are those right now who make fun of the things of God. They'll make fun of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. They'll say all manner of evil against him. But look at what he said. He said, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last day scoffers. He said, walking after their own lust. You see, people are doing these things after their own liking, after their own lust. They're full, many are so full of the devil right now, yeah. They can't see God because the devil has blinded their eyes to the things of Almighty God. He said, in saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. Are we hearing this right now in our world today, say? We're hearing mankind. They're saying that certain men and certain presidents are Jesus Christ. That God has sent him here to this earth to rescue this earth. Not so.
Amen.
Oh, as sister just said, Jesus Christ is the great emancipator. It isn't in a man. Our salvation this afternoon is not in a man. It is in the, but it's in the man Christ Jesus. Praise our God. The Bible tells us there's no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Do we believe that? Let us not be fooled in these last days in which we are living. You may say to me, Sister Renee, why do you say that? Oh, because the false teachers are out there. This is the time right now for them to try to fool mankind. It's the time right now to get you off of your guard and off of having on the armor that you're supposed to have on and have you chasing after all this stuff that is going on in our world today. All of these theories and various things that we're hearing about and happening right now, people are losing their minds right now. Mm-hmm. But thank God for his word. He goes on to say there in verse 5, for this they willingly are ignorant of that. By the word of God, the heavens were of old and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was being overflowed with water perished. But the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word, oh, listen to what Jesus is saying. Peter is saying, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. You see, God destroyed the world back then with water, but he won't destroy it again with water. Oh, it's going to be destroyed by fire. He went on to say, but beloved, he said, be not ignorant of this one thing. Praise our God. Thanks to God. We can't be ignorant. He said that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years and 1,000 years as one day. And then he went on to let us know the Lord is not slack. See, God is not loose. God is not slack. God is not unconcerning concerning his promises as some men count slackness, but is what? Long suffering. Oh, I thank God when I heard Brother Lavester was saying when he was giving his prayer request, and he was saying, remember family in prayer. But it has to come a time when family members are going to have to want to desire this way. Yes. You're going to have to want to come to Jesus Christ. We can do all the talking and we can do all the praying and crying out to the Lord for them. But they've got to have that desire to want to change their life, that desire to be a new creature in Christ Jesus, that same desire that God gave you and I the day that he spoke peace to our troubled soul. Praise God. See, if they don't have that desire and if they don't have that want, if they have allowed the enemy to cloud out what God is trying to say to them, that we can continue to pray, saints of God. But let us not stop because God didn't tell us to stop. He told us to continue to pray for those. Pray for all mankind. Lift them up to Almighty God. Because you think about it, back in the day, someone was praying for you and I. Yeah. Someone prayed for us to be saved today. Yeah. Many went on into eternity, and they do not know that we are saved today. But I thank God somebody prayed for me.
Amen.
They kept me on their mind. They took the time to pray for me. Praise God.
Amen.
Because if they had not prayed, where would I be today? Praise our God. Praise God. He went on to say, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. See, that's God's purpose. He wants all mankind to come to repentance. But the day of the Lord, look at what it says, will come as a thief in the night, unannounced. Mm-hmm. That's what the day of the Lord is going to come. He said, in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, my, 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 and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Oh, this is not the kind of heat when you're out there going to your grill. Amen. This is a total different kind of heat. He said, fervent heat. He went on to say there, the earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. See, that's why Jesus is not coming back to set up a kingdom down here, because this earth is going to be set on fire.
Amen.
And I look at what he said to us, and this is where you and I've got to be ready to make sure we're ready to go, just like our brother was the other day. He said, seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, meaning seeing then that all these things shall be destroyed, what manner of person ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness? Oh, saints of God, Jesus is coming again. And let us be ready to go. You see, the doubters forgot that God is bound by his word, and that he will always do exactly what he has said in his word. The return of Jesus Christ hangs totally on the word of God. It is the only witness that you and I have, and it is the only one that you and I need. Praise
Amen.
God. You
Amen.
See, the Holy Spirit of God wants all of us to look at this message as twofold. You see, when Jesus comes again, those of us who have believed on him, we're going home, saints of God. And those that have not believed are going to a place of eternal damnation. You see, there are only two choices in this life. When Jesus comes back, heaven or hell, you are choosing. I know that there are scoffers in our day and time right now. It's just like back then in the old time, they're questioning the second coming of Almighty God. All are listening in, all to all that are listening in this afternoon. I said, we live right now in a divided world, a world that has rejected God at every turn, a world that does not want to recognize our Savior, Jesus Christ, as Lord and Savior, only around a certain time of the year, and that is right now. But all throughout the year, they do not want to recognize him. They do not want to serve him. But then around this time of year, we see all kinds of nativity scenes and various things that are going on. And then you go around and you see signs that are put up on billboards. Jesus is the reason for the season. Well, he's not a seasonal God.
Amen.
He's a God of all year throughout their calendar, 365 days a year, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Our Jesus is on his throne, sitting on the right-hand side of his Father, interceding for souls. He's just not one time of a year or twice out of a year where mankind wants to serve him. But no, he is all the time, every day of the week. Saints of God, our Savior is there for you and I. Only time people want to turn to God is when something catastrophic happens. Then they want to cry out and pray to God and say, oh, God, have mercy. Oh, God, bless America. People who do not know God and the pardon of their sins right now are lifting up their voices, saints of God, and they're praying for protection on this earth in which we are living right now. The devil has convinced mankind that somehow that they can live a wretched life, yet but they can call upon a divine heavenly Father while there is sin in their life. But that's not so. We are told in Isaiah 51 verse 1, behold, the hands of the Lord are not shortened. Praise our God. You see, you just can't call on God when you get ready, but you got to call on God because you know him. He said, behold, the hands of the Lord's hands is not shortened, that it cannot say, neither his ears heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear you. You see, if you've got sin in your life, God is not going to hear you when you call. We're also told in John, the 9th chapter, verse 31, he says there, now we know that God heareth not sinners, but if any man be a worshiper of God and doeth his will, him he heareth. Also in James 5, verse 16, we are told these words. James reminds us that the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Oh, to our sinner friends this afternoon, Jesus is coming back. The only prayer he will hear and answer from you is a prayer of repentance. Are you ready to meet him? You see, the world will have you to believe that you are okay living your life as you are living it right now, but not so. It is either grace or wrath that you are going to meet. We are told in the 130th division of Psalms, verse 3, these words, if thou, Lord, should have marked iniquity. He said, oh, Lord, who shall stand? You see, I don't want to face God in my own righteousness. The best way we can produce the best thing that you and I can produce is filth in the sight of God if we are not living according to his word. He says there in Isaiah 64 and 6, he said, but we are all as an unclean thing. You see, if you're standing before God and trying to pray and you haven't asked God to save you from your sin, he said, you are as an unclean thing, and all our righteousness are as what? Filthy rags, and we do all fade as a leaf, and our iniquities like the wind have taken us away. My, you can't stand before God and pray to God if you don't know Jesus Christ. Amen. You can't come to God when your life is full of sin and you've got all these blemishes and you're standing there trying to offer a prayer to a God in heaven that is holy, that is righteous. No, you can't do it. You've got to come God's way. And that Amen. Way is through repentance. Amen. That way is asking God to forgive you. Oh, I thank God that we saints of God can know how we stand before God right now. Because God has said so in the word of God. You see, I want to stand as Paul penned in Philippians 3, verse 9, in the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? Yeah. Yeah. How about you? Mm-hmm. You see, when I see the Lamb, I will see him as my Savior. How about you? Yeah. Praise our God. Mm-hmm. But we know many will face him as their judge, sitting on a great white throne, standing before Almighty God. See, the question this afternoon is, how will you meet Jesus when he comes? Yes, God loves you. God wants you to experience peace and eternal life. The Bible says in Romans 5, verse 1, that we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. This is soul peace, not the peace the world talks about. Yes, there is a difference. This is the peace with God he made with us on the cross. Turn with me to Colossians, the first chapter, and look at what it says there in verse 20. He says these words. He said, and having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him. You see, when Christ died on the cross, he reconciled us back to Almighty God. The sin that happened in the garden with Adam and Eve, all that sin, it took us away from Almighty God. It separated, I should say, us from Almighty God. But the blood of Jesus Christ that was shed on the cross reconciled us back to Almighty God. It opened up the way that you and I can come into Almighty God and ask for forgiveness of our sins. Thank God for Jesus Christ. Thank God he went to the cross. Thank God he stayed on the cross. Why? Because he had you and I on his mind. He knew he was the only one that was worthy to redeem us back to Almighty God. He was the only one that knew no sin, and neither was guile found in his mouth. Moses couldn't redeem us back. Jacob couldn't redeem us. Isaac, David, none of them could redeem us back to Almighty God. But our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the Son of Almighty God, was the only one that was able to redeem us back to Almighty God. But I thank God he loved us so much. What do you say in Sister Renee? That he could say in John 15 verse 13, greater love has no man than this, that a man laid for Jesus laid his life for you and I. There's no greater love than that. What do you say, Sister Renee? Because John 3 verse 16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Praise our God. Praise our God. Praise our God. Also in John 10:10, Jesus says, I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. Oh, thank God for our Lord and Savior. So to the lost this afternoon, what is keeping you from having the life God planned for you before the foundation of the world? You see, God created us in his image. Yes, he gave us a will and the freedom of choice. We can choose to disobey him or we can choose to obey him. We can choose to go on our own way, which is called sin, which will separate us from Almighty God. The Bible says in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus, our Lord. You see, our choice to sin separates us from God. People have tried many ways to bridge this gap between themselves and God. But Proverbs 14:12 says, there is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. You see, no bridge reaches God except for one, which is Jesus Christ. He paid the penalty for our sin, and he bridged the gap between us and God. We are told these words, 1 Timothy 2, verse 5. It says, for there is one God and one mediator. Do we believe that? One God and one mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus. And in 1 Peter 3, verse 18, it said, for Christ also has once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust. You knew no sin, but he died to redeem back to Almighty God. He said, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God. Thank you, Jesus. Being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. Praise our God. You see, God has provided the only way back to him. And everyone has to make a choice to believe, trust, and receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. I can't make you receive him. I can only give you the word of God. You know, John 1, verse 12 says, but many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believed on his name. You see, I can't make you come to God, and I can't make you serve him. But I can tell you all that he can do for your life if you will come to Jesus. I can share with you how he has changed my life. I can share with you how he has changed my brothers and sisters' lives in the Lord. I can testify of all of his goodness to me.
I can tell you, you may say to me, well, Sister Renee, I know you've gone through some things. I know you've had some problems with your eyes, and you've had some headaches, and you've had, oh, he didn't tell me that we wouldn't have any problems on this earth. He didn't tell me that my walk would be a flowery bed of ease. He didn't say that I wouldn't be persecuted. He didn't say that things, troubles wouldn't come my way. He didn't tell me that the world would love me. But all he let me know in the word of God that I'm going to go through something. And he let me know that he would be there with me. He told me in one scripture, he said, marvel not if the world hates you. Oh, don't be amazed that the world don't like us, saints of God. Let us not marvel about these things. Jesus said there in Luke, the sixth chapter, these words to you and I. He said in verse 22, he said, blessed are ye when men shall hate you and when they shall separate you from their company. You see, mankind is not going to like you because you're saved. Mankind may not like you to come in their company. They may not invite you to come to their cookout. May not invite you to come to their parties. May not invite you to come for Thanksgiving. May not invite you to come for supper. Oh, but look at what he said. Blessed are you when men shall hate you and when they shall separate you from their company and shall reproach you and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. They may not, saints of God, want to come around us. They may not want to socialize with us. But look at what he says in verse 23. He says, rejoice ye in that day and leap for joy. For behold, your reward is great in heaven. For in like manner did their fathers unto the prophets. Mm-hmm. Oh, don't be amazed that the world does not like us. But remember what James said in James 1. Count it all joy. Praise God. When you fall into diverse temptation. You see, they don't like us, saints of God, because we live for the Lord. A life that's lived for Almighty God condemns a life that's not. By the very appearance of us being present there, that's all right. Thank God. You see, in the midst of all the doubts and confusion that surrounds us in this whole world in which we are living today, there is one thing that we, you and I can believe in. And I hold it right here in my hand. You see, this Bible is the inspired, infallible word of the living God. This Bible is pure, and it is worthy of our faith and our acceptance to it. Every word in this Bible is inspired by the Lord, and it will endure the test of times forever. Jesus said in Matthew 5, verse 18, he said, for verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. And in Matthew 24, 35, he said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Oh, and then the psalmist, he said in the 119th division of Psalms, verse 89, he said, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Praise. Do we believe God. That?
Amen.
You see, every word in this book will come to pass just as it is written. We don't have to fight over the word of God. We don't have to get indifferent with anybody over what thus saith the Lord. Praise our God. You see, every word that Jesus said and every promise that God made that's given in the word of God is going to come to pass. All of us that believe in Jesus Christ, all we have to do is stand on the word of God. He says there in Hebrews, the sixth chapter, these words in verse 18. He said, but that by two immutable, meaning absolute, undisputable things in which it was impossible for God to lie. See, God didn't lie when he put the word of God together. God didn't lie when he made those promises to you and I. When he told us in the word of God, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness and all these things shall be added. He didn't lie there. Have you found it to be so after you've sought the kingdom of God, that God has supplied your every need? But you know, right here in Hebrew, he said that by two immutable things in which it is impossible for God to lie,
We might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before you. See, we have hope when we read the scriptures. Our hope is in Jesus Christ. Our hope is not a wish or a hope or a want, but our hope is in the Lord Jesus Christ and what he has said in the word of God. Saints of God, I want us to meditate on this for a moment. Oh, think about what God has promised to you and I. You see, when God promised us in Romans 10, verse 13, that if we would confess to Almighty God that he would save us, oh, he meant that. Do you believe that, saints? When he promised to us in Hebrews 13, 5, that he would never forsake us, leave us nor forsake us, he meant that promise too. Oh, and then when he promised to take care of us as we pass through this old world, God meant that too. Do you believe that? And as Peter had told us in 2 Peter, that third chapter we've already read, that when the Lord promised to come back again, he meant that too. Do we believe it? Oh, you see, the last recorded promise in the Bible is found in Revelation, the 22nd chapter, from the Lord Jesus Christ himself. And look at what he said there in verse 20. He said, verse 20 starts out where John says, he which testifieth these things saith, surely I come quickly. Do we believe that, saints of God, that our Savior is coming back? He made it crystal clear to us that he is going to return. And you see, when he returns, he's coming. He's not coming as a Savior, but he's coming to receive the bride of Christ. Praise our God. We're living right now in a time where many refuse to accept this truth. But that doesn't change a thing. That doesn't mean it's not true.
Amen.
Jesus said he was coming again, and I believe he is. Turn with me to Matthew 24. Praise our God. I know after Sister read this on a Tuesday at prayer meeting, oh, it just seems like the Lord keeps me right here in this scripture. There are so many good nuggets, as brother tells us all the time, spiritual nuggets in this scripture here that we can get into. You see, the disciples asked Jesus in verse 3. They said these words in Matthew 24, praise our God. They asked him to tell them, when will all these things be? He said they're in the middle of that scripture. Let me just start at the beginning of verse 3. He said, and as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of the coming and of the end of the world? You know, and people are doing that today. They want to see a sign. Oh, I got to see something concrete for me to know. Oh, all we have to do is see the signs of the times, saints of God. That's concrete enough about what's going on in our day and time right now. When he warned that children will be, perilous times will be among us. Amen. Is that concrete enough? Do we see that? When he talked about people will be unholy, they will be unthankful. My, my, my. With now out natural affection. Is that concrete enough for us?
Yes.
To know that time is winding? They will be proud. They will be blasphemers. They will be disobedient to parents. Unthankful. Is that concrete enough for us? Praise our God. But look at what he went on to say there in verse 4, Matthew 24. He said, and Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. Oh, and this still applies to you and I today, saints of God.
Right.
He said, for many shall come in my name saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many, and ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. Are we hearing it right now?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the wars are going on right now. Russia and Ukraine, and oh, now they're trying to get pulled and drawn into it, trying to draw in others. Oh, saints of God, he said, you should see war, hear of wars and rumors of wars. What did he say? See that ye be not troubled. Don't let us get agitated. Don't let us get troubled in mind. Don't let us want to turn away from God. He said, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. My, my, not. He said, for nation shall rise against nation. Are we seeing that happening?
Mm-hmm.
And kingdom against kingdom. We're seeing that happening, saints. And there shall be famines, my mama, and pestilence. Do we see all the diseases that are going on right now? The other day, I think I heard them say it's called a triple pandemic or triple demic that's going on right now. We have COVID. We have the flu. We have some kind of virus. And I guess they forgot about monkeypox. All these things. Listen to what the Bible says. There shall be famines. Are we hearing about famines? And you know, Amos had warned and told us that there would be a famine in the last days, and that famine would be of what? Hearing the word of God. So this can be like a natural famine, and also can be a famine of not hearing the word of God. He said in earthquakes in diverse places. Look at the uproar that's going on right now. I was listening to the news even on yesterday. I believe it's over in Japan, and they're having an uproar because their COVID cases are up and people are tired of being now quarantined in and various things. Look at all the uproar that's going on. They said this is unusual for them to be in a country like that and to be, you know, have all these uproars happening. But saints of God, fear is coming over mankind. He said, all these are the beginning of sorrow. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated. Oh, here it is, saints of God. You shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. Is that going on right now in our land? Having all kinds of uproar going on. Things that are happening. He said, and many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. Oh, we're in a time right now where that's happening. He said, and because iniquity, and iniquity is sin abounding, shall abound, meaning multiplying. The love of many shall wax cold. And where are we seeing that right now? That is speaking right now. We are seeing that right now in the religious world, where the love of God and the love of the things of God have waxed cold to mankind. Mankind will go out. And this is not bashing or saying anything bad about watching a football game or whatever, but mankind will pack a stadium of over 100,000+ souls, and they will sit there for hours upon hours upon hours, whether their team is winning or whether their team is losing. They will sit in the cold. They will put on extra layers of cold, and they will sit out there for four quarters. How many hours that is, I don't know, but they will sit there through thick and thin, but yet and still, they don't want to come to the house of God to hear the word of God. And if they come to hear the word of God, then they want to put stipulation on how long the pastor has to preach the word. That's the time in which we are living, saints. Oh, brother shared it with us. Brother shared, I can't remember, it was on a Wednesday night. The brother shared with us about a congregation or churches that are round down in the area of Cincinnati. Many of them in there, they come in with their jerseys on, ready to go run out for the game. And the pastor can only preach for so long. We are putting time limits on God's word and how long we want to hear God's word. But saints of God, eternity is everlasting. It's not going to stop once we reach there. It's everlasting. Whether you're choosing heaven or choosing hell this afternoon, it's going to be everlasting. It's eternal. But we don't put that much stock in the things of God. Our treasures are set upon the things upon this earth. And these things need to grow strangely dim in the line of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Our souls are more important than a football, basketball, soccer, hockey game. Our souls and the souls of our children are more important than them standing in hours and hours in line of trying to buy certain kind of electronics just to get them in trouble when they go to school. Souls are at stake.
And God is calling souls home in record number.
Amen.
He went on to say here, but he that shall endure, saints of God, this is for you and I. We've got to endure until the end. He said, the same shall be saved. And he went on and said, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached into all the world for a witness unto all nations. And then shall the end come. My, my, my. When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel, the prophet, stand in the holy place. Whoso readeth, let him understand. My, my, my. You see, the question we need to ask and answer for ourselves this afternoon is, will we be ready to go when Jesus comes?
Amen.
You see, his second coming is not going to be like his first, as we've said. In his first coming, Jesus came to earth as a baby in a manger in Bethlehem, just as prophesied in the word of God. Turn with me to Isaiah, the 7th chapter. I know many use this scripture around the Christmas holiday season to support a babe in a manger nativity scene. But that was the beginning of things for our Savior. He is now sitting on the right-hand side of God interceding for souls. I know that people today are all wrapped up in the holiday season that we are in. But we don't have to get entangled in the hoopla, saints. Please hear what the Holy Spirit is saying through me. This message is not about telling folks they cannot celebrate Christmas or a holiday or any other holiday that's coming along. Because the word of God tells us in Romans, we're going to stay here in Isaiah. He lets us know that one man esteemeth one day above another. That's what it says in Romans 14, verse 15. He said, one man esteemeth one day, Romans 14, verse 5, one man esteemeth one day above another. Esteemeth in every day alike. Let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind. You see, if you choose to celebrate, just know what you are celebrating. Know what Jesus told us to do in remembrance of him. You see, this world will have you chasing rainbows. Jesus is more than a Christmas gift waiting to be opened on what is called Christmas morning. He is the unspeakable gift of Almighty God, and he was given for the salvation of mankind. Listen to what the prophet says there in Isaiah 7, verse 14. He said, therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel. And then turn with me to Isaiah 9 and look at what it says in verse 6. It said, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Praise Our God. Counselor, have you found him to be so? The Mighty God. Oh, we just sang the song, what a mighty God we serve. The Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Have you found that soul peace? He went on to say there, of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. And upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Praise our God. You see, he was given so that we might be redeemed from our sins and born again into the family of God. This new birth takes place when the confession is made unto salvation. Saints of God, I know this type of preaching is not popular. I know many don't want to hear this type of preaching in our day and time. But you see, God has called me
Amen.
To make ready a people. Prepare to meet the Lord.
Amen.
To make sure that I'm ready too. To meet the Lord. And you see, that is what I'm doing. You see, sin is running rampant in our land. The Bible says in Proverbs 14:9, fools make a mock at sin. And that is just what is happening in our day and time right now. Mankind, we are told in Job 15:16, that they are drinking iniquity like water. When I hear and see in the news how souls are going into eternity, not prepared to meet the Lord,
It disturbs me. And you may say, Sister Renee, why does it disturb you? Because when I read in the Word of God, these scriptures, like in Matthew 24, verse 33, when it says there in the Word, it says, so likewise ye, when you see all these things, know that it is near, even at the door. And when I read in Romans, the 13th chapter, verse 11, and that knowing the time that now it is high time to wake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. I know it is time to wake up souls, to tell souls about Jesus Christ, and to let souls know that Jesus is coming back. And you may say, well, why are you disturbed, sister? Because when I see how a young girl can go on vacation with so-called friends and end up dead, and one of them be charged with her murder. Last week, we heard of 6 people killed at a Walmart due to a disgruntled employee. Then we heard of 5 souls that died in an LGBTQ bar due to an individual being disgruntled, meaning they were irritated or annoyed at that individual. Prior to that, 4 young people stabbed to death in a home in Idaho. 3 young football players gunned down by a fellow football player because he was disgruntled. You see, time is winding up. These types of tragedies are happening all around us each and every day. And many of these souls are going into eternity without knowing Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. I know that there are people right now that believe that the lifestyle of the LGBTQ is okay with Almighty God. Hear what the Spirit is saying. Yes, it was a horrific tragedy that happened and how these people left this world. And I don't condone anyone doing any kind of thing like that for anyone. But many of the souls that are going into eternity, they don't know God. God doesn't support LGBTQ. What are you saying, Sister Renee? You know, harming them was wrong, but their souls are lost, lost in eternity. As I stated to you, the Spirit of the Lord has me to preach the word. He's told me to preach it in season and out of season. I've got to warn souls that Jesus is coming back. I must warn them that God takes no pleasure in the death of the wicked, and that there is no peace, saith thy God, to those that are wicked. So the warning has to go forth, and that he that sinneth against God wrongeth his own soul. Turn with me to Ezekiel, the 33rd chapter. I know you saints know it well. And you know what the Bible says. Let us begin with verse 1 of Ezekiel 33. And look at what the prophet said there. He said, and again, the word of the Lord came unto me saying, meaning God brought it back to him again. Son of man, speak to the children of thy people and say unto them, when I bring the sword upon a land, if the people of the land take a man of their own coast and set him for their watchman. He said, if when he seeth the sword come upon the land, he blow the trumpet and warn the people, that whosoever heareth the sound of the trumpet and taketh not warning, if the sword come and take him away, his blood shall be upon his own head. You see, it's my responsibility to sound the trumpet, to warn souls of that Jesus Christ is coming back, to let them know that we better be ready when Jesus comes. Not getting, but we must be ready to go when Jesus comes back. Then he went on to say in verse 5, he heard the sound of the trumpet and took not warning, his blood shall be upon him. But he that taketh warning shall deliver his soul. All saints, there's someone out there that's taking heed to the word of God. They're hearing what thus saith the Lord. They're seeing the things that are happening in our time right now. And they're realizing that time is not going to get any better. All this land is not going to get any better.
I don't care whether you put Democrats or Republicans in, and I don't care whether it's in the Senate or in the House or wherever it might be. They can't make this life better. They need Jesus just as well as everyone else. Many of them claim to be Christian, and they're more devilish than anyone else. But saints of God, we've got to turn our eyes upon Jesus. He's the one. We got to know that he, when he said in the word about let not your heart be troubled, he was saying that to you and I today. Because why all these things that are happening right now in our day and time are troubling to our soul, to our heart, to our mind. But Jesus doesn't want us to be troubled. He wants us to keep our eye on the prize. And that prize is Jesus Christ himself. That crown of righteousness that you and I are working for. So that when this life is over, when that day, when God calls you and I home, we can be as Paul, the Apostle Paul, and we can say, I am now ready to be delivered. I have fought a good fight. Can we say that, saints of God? Will we be able to say, as Brother Mann was able to say on Tuesday, November the 21st, I have fought a good fight. I have kept the faith. I have finished my course. Henceforth, there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness. Brother was saying to his family, don't cry for me, but weep for yourself. Jesus is coming back, and you need to be ready to go. Are you ready? Because I'm ready to go. I can rejoice in my affliction. I can lay on this bed of my affliction. Why? Because I know that my Redeemer liveth. And he's coming to take me home. Praise our God. And you and I've got to be there too, saints. We've got to know that we're ready to go if Jesus calls us home. Praise our God. Praise our God. You see, the devil right now is clouding the minds of souls. And it's plaguing our society, saints. I was listening to the gentleman that went in and took down the gunman, so to speak. And he said he was in that bar supporting a friend. Oh, but my Bible tells me in 1 Timothy 5, verse 22, neither be partaker of another man's sin. Keep thyself pure. That's right. We don't need to go in some place and support something that's an abomination to God. Jesus said in Luke, turn with me there for a moment. He said in Luke 15 these words, in verse 16 of Luke 15, he said, ye, my, are they which justify yourselves. Did I get it wrong there? 15:16. Let me see if I can get it, saints. Just letting them know that they were they which justify themselves before man. Oh, here, excuse me, 16:15. Yes, thank you. He said, and he said unto them, ye are they which justify yourselves before men, but God knoweth your heart. Oh, my. For that which is highly esteemed among men. See, you know, right now in our land, there are things that are being highly esteemed among men. He said, a highly esteemed among men is an abomination, meaning it is distasteful. And disgusting, hateful in the sight of God. Mm-hmm. Oh, my. Jesus is letting us know that there are those that are setting themselves up as being right in front of people. However, their actions are an abomination in front of a divine, holy Father. This includes all manner of sins. Amen. We're told in Proverbs 13, verse 12, there is a generation that are pure in their own eyes, yet is not washed from their filthiness. See, we as the people of God must reach these souls before Jesus returns. We must tell them about a Savior that loves them. I know that the cares of this world have many in a state of confusion right now. But we are told in 1 Corinthians 14:33, for God is not the author of confusion, but of peace. So with all the confusion going on, know that it's the devil in the mix. The devil has people more concerned about nothing rather than about their only soul.
People are running and worrying about how am I going to buy Christmas presents for my children instead of worried about where you will spend eternity. You see, and that's what the devil wants us to be worried about. He wants us to focus on inflation, worldly things, and not about the coming of Christ Jesus. I ask you in your leisure to read the parables in Luke, the 8th chapter, 11 through 18. And you look at how the cares of this world, he started out there in verse 11 and said, now the parable is this, the seed is the word of God. And those by the wayside are they that hear, then cometh the devil and taketh away. That's what the devil is doing right now. People are hearing the word of God. We've heard it, saints of God. People have come in and sat down, and they've sat down and they've said, oh, truth is being taught here. Oh, I'll be back. And then they go and we don't see them again. People are so afraid of hearing truth, so afraid of hearing what thus saith the Lord. Why? Because men love sin. Men is loving, living in sin right now. Sin has encapsulated mankind, and they are just living in a world, a bubble of sin. And they can't see their way out. But your way out is through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. You see, when Christ came the first time, he fulfilled the prophecy of the coming Messiah. Turn with me to Deuteronomy, the 18th chapter. And look at what it says there in verse 15 of that scripture. Praise our God. Thank the Lord for the word that's left on record. Because you know all the word of God is for us to eat, for us to get into, and to enjoy what thus saith the Lord. And then after we've eaten it, let us thank God for it. Praise God. Let us pray and thank him that he gave it to us. Because this is what we want, saints of God. We don't want to have things taught to us, smooth things, deceit, to walk around and we not know where we stand with God. I want to know where I stand before I die. I want to know if I'm going to make it in, saints of God. I want to know that my Savior is going to receive me, receive us when I get there to the end. As that song we sang, I think of a song and it's coming to my mind, but it's escaping me right now. I want to know that he will welcome me there. I can't remember the name of it, but I thank God for it because I want to know that God's going to welcome me there. When Jesus comes again. When Jesus comes again, we want to know, saints of God, that he will welcome us there. Praise our God. Amen. Look at what it says here in Deuteronomy 18, verse 15. It says these words, the Lord thy God will raise up unto thee a prophet from the midst of thee, of thy brethren like unto me, unto him ye shall hearken. See, it was told back in the Old Testament that God was going to raise up unto thee a prophet. Did you notice the word prophet is what? Capitalized. And that prophet is pointing toward Jesus Christ, the Messiah. Amen? Praise our God. You see, this direct prophecy to coming, the coming of the Messiah came from God during the time of the Garden of Eden when he spoke to Satan after Satan tempted Eve. Let us continue on there in Deuteronomy. He says, according to all that thou desirest of the Lord thy God in Horeb, in the day of the assembly, saying, let me not hear again the voice of the Lord my God, neither let me see this great fire any more, that I die not. And the Lord said unto me, they have well spoken that which they have spoken. I will raise them up a prophet from among their brethren, like unto thee, and will put my words in his mouth. Praise our God. And he shall speak unto them all that I shall command. He was speaking of his son, Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Oh, he has put his words in his mouth. And Jesus has spoken his words. He said unto them all that I shall command him. And it shall come to pass that whosoever will not hearken unto my words, which he shall speak in my name, I will require it of him. Are we seeing that today and time right now? All people are not hearkening unto the word of God. They don't want to hear what thus saith the Lord. People nowadays are saying, well, you know, the Bible, you know, it was written by a man and it didn't consider the 21st century now that we have all these things going on. God doesn't change. He said, I'm God, I change not. He doesn't change because we want to change in the 21st century and say that we want to do these things. No, our God is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Praise our God. Praise our God. Still on his throne. He's still in control. Praise our God. You see, the second coming of Christ will be the return of him to receive the bride, which is the church of God. You see, in his first coming, Jesus was a suffering servant. But in his second coming, he will be the conquering king. In Christ's first coming, Jesus arrived in the most humblest of circumstances. We are told in the gospel that his mother laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. But in our Savior's second coming, he will arrive with the armies of heaven at his side. When Jesus comes, all the pain, all the sorrow, all the separation, the suffering, the death, everything, saints of God, headaches, they're going to go away, saints. When Jesus comes, all those he redeemed when he died on Calvary, we're going to leave this old dark world. And we're going to go home to be with our Lord and Savior. The Word of God lets us know we'll be caught up and carried away. And we'll be completely changed. Saints of God, if we truly believe that Jesus is coming, then you and I have got to be looking and awaiting his return. Our spiritual houses must be in order. We don't know the day nor the hour when we will hear as Hezekiah to set thine house in order. Turn with me to 2 Kings. We're coming to a close, saints. But turn with me to 2 Kings. Oh, I know you Bible students know this well. 2 Kings, the 20th chapter. See, we don't know the day when he's going to say, set thine house in order. Mm-hmm. I know in this Bible story, he gave Hezekiah, the Word of God tells us, 15 additional years. However, that does not have to be the case for all of us. Amen. In verse 1, he said, in those days was Hezekiah sick unto death, and the prophet Isaiah, the son of Amos, came to him and said unto him, thus saith the Lord, set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Then he turned his face to the wall and prayed unto the Lord, saying, he said, I beseech, he was begging. He said, I beseech thee, O Lord, remember now how I have walked before thee. You see, saints, it's something when you walk before God in an uprighteous manner, that when something comes upon you, you can turn to the Lord and you can say, O Lord, remember now how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart and have done that which is good in thy sight. And see, you know, God will hear. Do you believe it? Do we believe that, saints of God? You see, when we walk up rightly and do all the things that God, he said, we can ask what we will and it shall be done. Praise our God. So when we do those things that are right in God's sight, when we're pressed in a situation, when we're sick, as Hezekiah was, the Word of God said he was sick unto death. But all he went to the Lord. He said, and oh, Lord, remember now how I've walked before you in truth and with a perfect heart and have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept sore, and it came to pass afore Isaiah was gone out into the middle court that the word of the Lord came to him saying, turn again and tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, thus saith the Lord, the God of David, thy father, I have heard thy prayer. Do you believe God hears our prayer? I have seen thy tears. Praise God. Praise God. Saints, we can cry to Almighty God. God told Hezekiah, I've heard your prayer. I've seen your tears. But hold, I will heal thee on the third day, and thou shalt go up unto the house of the Lord. And I will add unto thy days 15 years. And I will deliver thee in this city out of the hand of the king of Assyria. And I will defend this city for my own sake and for my servant David's sake. Praise our God. Also, saints of God, our spiritual lamps must have oil in them. Turn with me to Matthew 25. You Bible students know the parable of the 10 virgins, how there were 5 wise and 5 foolish. Scripture says in verse 1,
He said, then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto the virgins, 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. You see, I want to be among the wise, amen?
Amen.
That they that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. You see, we're living in a day and time right now. You know, people don't have enough word to be able to stand on. And when they get in a situation, you may be laying on your deathbed. You may be sick. You should be able to remember some scriptures in the word of God. You should be able to have enough oil in the lamp, so to speak, that you're able to call on Almighty God. You may not be able to do a full-fledged prayer. You may not be able to say a scripture all the way out, but you can remember something that was thus saith the Lord.
Right.
Amen?
Amen.
He went on to say there, they that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. See, that's the way it's going to be when Jesus comes back. He said, then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. You see, saints of God, we come in here and we feed on the word of God. And we get all of God's good teaching and God's word. You know, someone else doesn't come and doesn't hear the word of God. And then they want you to give them all of their what you have. See, we can't give all what we have. Amen, because there was a time when you come into the house of God and the Spirit of God is raining upon us right now. You have that feeling and that moment of being in the presence of Almighty God. I may be able to go out and quote a scripture to you and say it to you, but it may not have that same feeling that the Spirit of the Lord brought on the Lord's day. Amen. He said there that, in the foolish saith unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, not so. Lest there be not enough for us and you, but go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. And while they went to the buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in and with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Oh, saints of God, when that door is shut, we're told in another passage of scripture, that what's going to happen, many are going to be standing there at that door, and they're going to be saying, open unto us. And Jesus Christ is going to tell them that he did not know them. Oh, you think about when the door of salvation is shut, it cannot be opened. Let us be ready to go. He said, afterwards came also the other virgin saying, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, verily I say unto you, I know you not. Oh, what a sad time that's going to be. He went on to say, watch, therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. Look over for a moment to Luke 13, starting with verse 24. Look at what it tells us to do. You see, yes, Jesus is coming back, but we must be ready to go so that we can go to be with him. He says in verse 24 of Luke 13, he says, strive to enter in at the strait gate. For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. When once the master of the house is risen up, and has shut to the door, and ye began to stand without and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open unto me. And he shall answer and say unto you, I know ye not whence ye are. Oh, what sad words some are going to hear. Then shall ye begin to say, we have eaten and drunk in thy presence, and thou hast taught in our streets. Oh, many of them have say, oh, I've done all these things. I've ran around and said, bless the Lord, God, isn't God good? God's good all the time. I've given to the poor. I've done all these things. He went on to say, but ye shall say, I tell you, I know you not whence ye are. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity. There shall be what? Weeping,
See, there's not going to be no party going on. See, the world right now, so, you know, they think making fun of it. Oh, there's a party going. No, there's not going to be a party in hell. He said, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth when you shall see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourself thrust out. And they shall come from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south and shall sit down in the kingdom of God. My, my, my. Saints of God, Jesus is coming back. Are we going to be ready to go? Jesus said in Revelation, the third chapter, these words. He said, behold, he said, I come quickly. Do we believe he's coming quickly? He said, hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. What does it mean to hold on? Let us look back just at verse 10 there. He said, because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation. Thank God. Thank God that our Savior is keeping us saints of God. He said, I will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try that dwell upon the earth. And then that's when he said, behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Jesus was saying to us, don't get distracted. There's things that are going to be happening. And there's going to be temptations that are coming, but I've got you. I will keep you from them in the hour of temptation. Just keep your eyes on me. Keep your eyes on the prize. And Paul said, the prize is the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And Paul went on to say, and not to me only, but to unto all that love his appearing. Saints of God, our salvation has given us a spiritual birth, a new birth in Jesus Christ. And we're born into the kingdom of God by accepting Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior into our life. We were born not only into a new life through salvation, but we also carry a new birthright. Do you believe that? Do you believe you have a new birthright this afternoon? If you do, you know that Jesus is coming back. And that birthright is in Almighty God, now that we are in the family of God. Praise our God. Truly, there is so much more than that. The time will not allow us. If the Lord allows, we'll come back, Lord willing, and we'll talk about that new birthright that we have in Jesus Christ. God bless you is my prayer. Amen.
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 Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. Praise God. Thank the Lord. Thank God for his word.
Amen.
Amen. For the promise that Jesus made, I will come again.
Amen.
And if we believe that, we truly believe that, we'll take action. We will live to meet, in order to be able to meet him. Amen. I will come again. Thank the Lord. Pastor said it's either grace or wrath that we're going to meet in that day, in that last day. I want to have his grace.
Amen.
Don't you? I don't want to be a child of wrath.
Amen.
I want to be in that second chapter of Ephesians. I want to be one that says, and you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. I don't want to be a child of wrath. Amen. She said, the only witness that we have and the only witness we need is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So true. Amen. We're told about the joy unspeakable. We found his grace is all complete.
Amen.
He supplieth every need. And by that, we can have full salvation. Amen. And reign in this life. Thank God. Because he's coming again. Shall we stand?
Amen.
Amen. As she said, Jesus is the only bridge between us and God. There's only one mediator between God and man, Christ Jesus. And when he comes again, on the occasion that he comes again, he won't be coming to save. He'll be coming to receive his church.
Amen.
Amen. Let us make our calling and election sure.
Amen.
What shall we sing?
Give me thine heart, creator.
Number 385 in the worship of the Lord. Give me thy heart. Number 385 in the worship of the Lord.
Give me thine heart, as the Father above. No gift so precious to heal as our love. Softly he whispers wherever thou art. Gratefully trust me and give me thine heart. Give me thine heart. Give me thine heart. Hear the soft whisper wherever thou art. From this dark world he would draw thee apart. Speak
have to do. We have to give Father God our heart. We have to give Jesus, the Savior, our heart.
Amen.
And as the third verse calls out, we have to give the Holy Spirit our heart.
Amen.
Amen. That chorus said, from this dark world he would draw thee apart.
Amen.
That means we cannot serve him and serve sin.
Amen.
We have to be separated from sin in order to be joined with our Lord. Amen. And we just have to trust him. That first verse said, gratefully trust me and give me thine heart. That second verse said, turn now from sin and from evil depart. And Jesus said, have I not died for thee? Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. And we are his friends if we do what his commandments tell us we must do. And he told Nicodemus, you must be born again. We have to repent. He commanded many times, repent, to turn from sin. My Lord, my Lord.
Amen.
And we have to give him all of our heart.
Amen.
It can't be a half-hearted situation.
Amen.
We can't serve the Lord some days of the week and then other days of the week not. We can't serve the Lord when we're around the saints, but when we're around other people, not. We cannot be ashamed of him. Jesus said if we're ashamed of him before men, he'd be ashamed of us before his Father. Amen. Give me thine heart.
Amen.
We have to serve him with our whole heart.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. In order to live holy and blameless, we have to give him all of our heart. Amen. How many understood the message today?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Truly, she made it plain. Amen. You know, that Sister Holmes said, mm-hmm. Sister Holmes will often say, make it plain. You know, that way there can be no misunderstanding. And so then standing before the Lord at the judgment seat, we can't say, well, I didn't know. I didn't understand. It was preached. I heard it, but I didn't understand. Because we have a privilege. If there's something that we don't understand, we can come to an altar and ask the Lord to open our understanding. We can go to the pastor. And if we were listening or taking notes, we have a desire, a true desire, then we want to know.
Amen.
We don't want something to be said that's binding on us, and we don't know what the Lord meant by that. So we have the privilege to get understanding. We're told, with all thy getting, get understanding, because we are responsible for the word that's been preached to us. So if we've sat under this word or listened online to this word, we don't understand, and you know, we have a privilege. There are ways to contact our pastor to get understanding, because it's not the Lord's will that we be ignorant of these things.
Amen.
We're talking talking life and death.
Yes.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Is there anyone who has a special need? Again, we can make sure, we say make our calling and election sure. We want to be sure. Lord, I want to be sure in my heart clear that there's nothing between.
Amen.
Nothing
Amen.
Between.
Amen.
So many times I remember Sister Dee would sing that song. Mm-hmm. Keep the way clear. Let nothing between myself and the Savior.
Amen.
Amen. We don't want to be found lacking. We don't want to come up short in any way. Amen. Thank the Lord. Amen. We'll sing that last verse.
Give me thine heart, says the Spirit divine, all that thou hast to my keeping resign. Grace more
Give me
my
thine
my Lord. Praise my God. Amen. Thank God. Thank God.
Amen.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Jesus said, I will come again. That is a promise. It's also a warning for those who are out of the ark of safety.
Amen.
Coming back.
Yes, he is.
Jesus even asked his disciples, will I find faith on the earth when I come? We've got to maintain our faith. We've got to continue this walk with him.
Amen.
Thank the Lord. No matter what. You know, it might be difficult circumstances, might be sickness, might be sorrow. We still have to stand with the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Praise our God. Amen. We're going to look to the Lord in prayer.
Amen.
Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your word. We know it is true. And Lord, those of us who know you, Lord, Lord, when we repented of sin, Lord, we took you at your word. Lord, we know, dear God, that you said, Lord, that you would forgive us of our sins, that you would cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And Lord, you said, dear Lord, that you would send your son to come again. Lord, when you saved us, Lord, you put us in your church. Lord, you made us your church. And we know that Jesus is coming back for his bride, the church. And so, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for this message today. For, Lord, we count it, dear God, a promise. And, Lord, we look forward, dear God, to that day, dear Lord, when Jesus comes back to receive his own. Lord, we pray, dear God, help us, Lord, Father, to stand on your word, to live in your word and in your will, dear Father, so that, Lord, we may look upon that day when Jesus comes with gladness and not with grief. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless us, dear Father, and help us, Lord, to hide your word in our heart. We thank you, Lord, for our pastor who brought your word to us. And, Lord, we look forward to hearing more, dear Father. Lord, because, Father, she takes very seriously, Lord, the responsibility, Lord, that you have laid upon her, Lord, to prepare a people ready to meet you. And so, Father, we pray, dear God, your continued blessings upon her. And we thank you, Lord, for this word, Lord, that you have given her this day to preach to us. And we pray, dear Father, that you would help us, Lord, to continue, Lord, to feed upon your word. Help us, Lord, to realize, Lord, that this is life. Your word is life to us. For, Lord, you've given it, dear Father, that we might be ready and stay ready, dear God. Lord, that we never become slack, dear Father, Lord, in obeying your word, and that we be ready, dear God, that we be prepared and stay prepared, dear God. Lord, for when you come, Lord, to receive us, dear God, help us, dear Father, Lord, to obey all of your word. Help us, Lord, to give you, Lord, all of our hearts, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would remember, Lord, the souls, dear Father, who heard this word, Lord, and have not yet surrendered, dear Father, to thee. Lord, that have not given you, Lord, their heart, Lord, that you might make it a heart of flesh, and that you may take away that stony heart out of their flesh. Lord, we pray, dear God, Lord, that in mercy, Father, you would, Lord, just continue, Lord, to preach to them, dear Father, Lord, that they might find redemption in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And truly, Lord, Father, help us, dear God, Lord, for those, Lord, that you put in our path, dear God. Help us, Lord, to tell them, Lord, of a reason of the hope that is in us, dear God, with meekness and fear, realizing, Lord, that at one time, Lord, we were lost and undone without thee. have your way, Lord, in our lives, Lord, and use us, dear God, that other souls might be gathered for thee. And truly, Lord, we're going to give you all the glory and all the praise shall be thine. For we thank you, Lord, for your well-preached word. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Is there anyone who would like to express themselves?
Praise God.
Amen. 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 First Sister India and then Infinity.
That was so beautiful. I missed the call because I was at work, but I called that number back and just immediately, connection to the church, and I just want to just need to thank the church and thank everybody, my brothers and sisters for staying here at the church and making it a wonderful, it was a special week for me because 2 years ago, it wasn't like this, and it feels like to me the Lord brought the anniversary back, but he brought it back spiritually, and he just did it so beautiful. So I would just like to thank you all for making my Thanksgiving with you, and just my prayer today is thanking the church for being behind me 100%, and I love you, and I pray for every single one of you, and that my prayers are just with everybody in the church today.
Amen. God bless you, Sister India. Yes, Infinity. Oh, we love you too. And your birthday is the 9th of December? The 9th. She said that just very business. The 9th. Oh, bless the Lord. Amen. Amen.
Did you forget that?
The ninth. Amen. Bless the Lord. Praise God. Amen. We're gonna put that on our calendars so we don't forget. Amen. Amen. And as Brother Byron said in Sunday school, we'll get ready to sing to you when that day comes. Lord's will. All right. The Lord, if it be the Lord's will. I pray that it is. Amen. Amen. All right. And by the way, if it's the Lord's will, when your birthday comes, how old will you? 6. All right. Amen. Bless the Lord.
Amen.
Our meditation, for this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even unto death. Amen. And as I was reading that, I was thinking about the anthem, let Mount Zion rejoice.
Mm-hmm.
We are Mount Zion.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Praise our God. Mm-hmm. He will be our guide even unto death. Psalm 48:14. And in Psalm 73:24, thou shalt guide me with thy counsel and afterward receive me to glory.
Amen.
What a beautiful scripture. And as I can't help but think of Brother Mann as I read them.
Amen.
Amen. Bless the Lord. Amen. Always pray one for another during the week. 1 Samuel 12:23. Moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the right way. Intercessory prayer will be rendered every Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. We are praying for lost souls and the souls of the saints, that God will keep them in his care. Philippians 4:6. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Choir rehearsal following morning service today. November Turkey Drive canister is always available for donations. Wednesday night Bible study will be at 7 p.m. by phone. Remember to mute your phone. I'm sorry, well, that's the last part. Remember to turn your phone off 1 hour before service. Then turn it back on and please mute your phones. And please pray for Brother Byron Johnson and all bringing scriptures. And I just thank God that last Wednesday was just a beautiful.
Yes, it was.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Beautiful churches.
Yes. Beautiful service.
Yes, it was.
Amen.
Beautiful.
Our thought for today, if the print is blurred, how will the people be able to read you as a child of God? Mm-hmm. Amen. 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 So let us be clear.
Amen.
In our living.
Amen.
Amen. Thank the Lord. Just glad to be in the house of God. You know that there are still some out today, but we are here. The Lord is here.
Amen.
And we thank God for his presence, felt. Amen. And does everyone know about the date of his man's funeral?
Yeah.
Amen.
The details are still a little sketchy.
A little sketchy, but for the services for Brother Mann's funeral, we do know the day. That would be Friday, December 2nd. Are the times...
10 to 11 is
the wake. 10 to 11 is the wake, and then following the wake will be the funeral service. And you said the burial is at 2
because he's military.
Ah, okay, he's military. So this Friday, Lord's will, wake from 10 to 11, and then the funeral will follow, beginning at 11, and here at the Here at 116 South Wayne Avenue. Amen.
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 And this is Sister Holmes, and I want to thank her for the beautiful, beautiful, beautiful message.
Thank the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Holmes.
Thank the Lord. Bless the Lord.
I want to thank the Lord for the service.
Mm-hmm. Amen. 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 Praise God. Shall we stand? Bless the Lord. Sister Carol, would you dismiss us in prayer, please?
This day. Thank you for the mercy and the privilege, Lord, in our lives. We thank you, Lord, for all that you've done for us, kept us, your heavenly Father, throughout the week.
Thank you, Lord.
Give us a wonderful Thanksgiving day, Father, traveling mercies to us, brother.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so grateful, so thankful to you, Lord. We just ask, Lord, for you to take us home safely
and follow
you with us.
Through
us, in us,
yes, Lord.
We'll be so careful to give you the praise, give you the glory and honor. Pray, Lord, that we meet here on Friday, dear Lord, and see your will.
Mm-hmm.
To be here in the house of the Lord again.
Mm-hmm.
Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for the children of God.
Yes, amen. Lord.
But for the man who's gone on to be with the Lord. So
yes. Dear God.
We know how he lived.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that Heavenly Father.
Yes, Lord.
That great day.
Amen.
And great day. Dear Lord, especially where they may find you, Heavenly Father. They look to you, Lord.
Yeah.
Through this service in here, Heavenly Father, when something said,
mm-hmm.
something sung, Heavenly Father, that would prick their very hearts, dear Lord, you know. And if they want to see him,
yes.
yeah, they're going to have to open up their hearts in here.
Yes.
Lord, we thank you for this day. Jesus' name, that you gave us home safely. Be with us and through us. So careful, give you the praise, the glory, and honor. As we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord. Amen.
Bless the Lord.